is on. The three best friends you never knew you had, running through the most viral stories of the day. The News Junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and C-Lane.
It's the News Junkie for a Wednesday, December 12, 2017. A lot to get to today. From did Anderson Cooper get hacked to did the New York bombing suspect's wife know about the attack? And a new sound emerges in downtown Orlando. Plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Happy hump day.
Hello, C-Lane.
Good morning.
Was out a little late last night.
Mm-hmm.
Probably too late. Yeah, you know, this thing happens to me all the time where I go, I'm going to be responsible, going to be logical. I'm going to go have a drink, and then I'm going to leave it exactly this time. And then always, right when I'm going, okay, let's get the check, let's pay up here, let's get out of here, somebody walks in, and then I'm stuck there, and then I'm, I don't want to leave because I seem rude.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Everything's okay. And I was watching the coverage, of course, of the election in Alabama, which was a surprise to many people. I mean, the polling was everywhere, so you didn't know what to think. And the victor Democrat, Doug Jones, was very excited, as I'm sure the Democrats were, because they, for the first time in 2.5 decades, have taken the Alabama Senate seat that was supposed to, according to many people, go to Roy Moore before all this stuff went down. And the crazy thing is, the last Democrat to hold that seat was elected 25 years ago as a Democrat and then changed parties to a Republican, I believe.
Really?
Or maybe an independent after being elected. So even that is a little wishy-washy. But I watch the coverage. I love watching this stuff. One of my favorite things is watching Wolf Blitzer on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
He's a grizzled old man up there. He does his thing. He's all about the news. And he does stuff that I just watch and I go, what?
Wolf, classic Wolf.
They did a countdown on the screen to when the polls closed in Alabama. And the minute, I mean, the second that the polls closed in Alabama, Wolf Blitzer informs the audience that it's too early to call the race.
Well, thank you, Wolf.
Yeah, we're 1 second in. Here he is.
All right, we have a key race alert. Obviously, too early to call right now in Alabama. The Doug Jones campaign and the Roy Moore campaign, they will start getting the votes. All of us will start getting the votes very, very soon. Right now, based on what we know, clearly too early to call.
Too early to call. We have no votes, so a little too early to call.
Did that require the drums and the swooshes?
We just got an alert.
On-screen graphics everywhere, and we got nothing to say. Too early to call.
All right, we have a key race alert. Obviously,
key
too
race
early
alert.
To call.
Uh-huh.
Right now in Alabama, the Doug Jones campaign and the Roy Moore campaign, they will start getting the votes. All of us will start getting the votes very, very soon.
Right now, too
right
early.
Now, based on what we know, clearly, too early to
He's
call.
He's excited. And I like Wolf Blitzer. He seems harmless over there. Too early to call just seconds after the polls closed. But as the vote started to go in and they tallied things up, Doug Jones was victorious over Roy Moore, a huge African-American turnout in the state of Alabama. I think they said African-American women voted like 98% for Doug Jones.
Oh, it was incredible. I was with someone yesterday who's grandmother's in Alabama, and she had spent probably the last 24 hours calling people and, you know, is very involved in the polling system over there.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when it comes to elections, it's about 20% of registered voters that show up. They said over 50% of registered voters showed up to yesterday's elections.
Especially in the cities where Doug Jones actually had an advantage there. And I don't think either one of these candidates were great. In fact, I think they were both pretty bad candidates. But it just came down to Alabama looking at themselves. These Alabamians, I think is what they call themselves, looking at themselves and going, do we want to be a national embarrassment? Do we want Roy Moore riding a horse into the polls, a horse named Sassy that he arrived with? Do we want that guy representing us, and do we know what's going to happen even if he does win? And I didn't pull this, but his I think it was his campaign manager on with Jake Tapper yesterday was some of the most delicious television I've seen in a while.
I had just pulled it up to see if you had it. It was, you're talking about the silent moment?
Oh, my God.
Mouth open. What did you just say?
You see his brain lock up. He's talking and he goes, so Roy Moore doesn't think a Muslim should be an elected official. And the response from the campaign was, yeah, because you have to swear in on a Bible, and we don't think a Muslim could do that. And Jake Tapper goes, yeah, you can swear in on a Bible. You can swear in on any book or anything you want to. And this guy's brain locks, and he just goes, oh.
Well, Trump did it on a Bible. That's because Trump's a Christian.
That's the best thing he could come up with after about 3 seconds of silence. There were so many moments in that interview that were just fantastic. After Doug Jones wins, he gives a speech, of course, in front of his crowd there in Alabama.
You know, I keep hearing about the different communities in this state. The African-American community, thank you! My friends in the Latino community, thank you. To all my Jewish friends, happy Hanukkah.
And an attorney who's Jewish.
We have built this everywhere we have gone. We have had that same energy. We've had that same excitement. At the end of the day, This entire race has been about dignity and respect.
I think a lot of voters in Alabama are waking up this morning going, you know what? I voted for Doug Jones. I'm glad he won. Now, who the hell's Doug Jones?
Right. No.
Who is this guy?
One of the biggest wins for Doug Jones is that now everybody knows his name because he's so overshadowed by Roy Moore and his shenanigans.
Just got verified last night on Twitter.
Did he? I would believe that if that was the case. But yeah, I mean, there was not a lot of attention on Doug Jones. I did like, and it was a total dad move. But after his victory speech winds up and he's like, thank you, Alabama, they played his campaign song. Ooh. Do you know what his campaign song was?
I want to know.
Well, Doug Jones is his name.
Mike Jones.
No, it's more Doug related than
like
Jones related.
Doug and Patty Mayonnaise Doug?
No. Mm-hmm. No, that would be, oh my God, that would be too far. He went out to the Doug theme song? No. Teach Me How to Dougie.
No, you are kidding me.
His campaign theme song was Teach Me How to Dougie. And there's like a little, you know, old man shuffle, like dancing like me to get out of there. But that's what he went with. It was a big election last night. People upset on both sides. And one of the biggest things was the write-in votes. There were over 21,000 write-in votes, which is a lot of people expressing displeasure with Roy Moore. And you got to keep something in mind. Even before all of these sexual harassment and sexual assault and even rape claims against Roy Moore, he was not popular. His last election, he won in Alabama by about 51 or 52%. That's in Alabama. And a lot of people in the state were not fans of him. And his idea that he was going to lead via the Bible as opposed to via the Constitution, it just went more and more downhill for Roy Moore. And that was the end of that last night. I'm sure we'll get a book deal or something will happen out of this. But an interesting development, very, very early in the morning. I'm looking at the tweet right here. Anderson Cooper responds to Donald Trump and he does this at 3:55 a.m. He was up pretty late. They were doing the coverage on CNN of the election. And he tweets at Donald Trump. And he says, oh, really? You endorsed him, you tool. Pathetic loser. To President Trump. Which, I mean, I've seen reporters tweet a lot worse than that to President Trump. But he says, and CNN says, shortly after that this morning, that his account was hacked. And he did not post this tweet. Now,
what?
I don't think I believe that. So we're to believe that at 3:55 in the morning, this might be the time if Anderson Cooper was having a glass of wine or something after the coverage, where he was sitting there a little bit sauced and ready to tweet, And at 3:55 in the morning, somebody hacked Anderson Cooper's Twitter account, and that's what they posted? They didn't post something that would cause a big deluge of press. They didn't post something super offensive.
Something that would cause them to get fired,
yes,
maybe?
They didn't post. They posted, really? You endorsed him, you tool. Pathetic loser. I don't know if I buy that.
That is weird. So, but what's the point? I mean, why not be honest about it? It's not like he wouldn't say that on his show on CNN. I mean,
he's a little more balanced than that. Some people on CNN would say that. I don't know that he would, but I didn't even think it was that bad. Like, what'd you call him, a tool and a loser? It wasn't that bad, and that's what makes me think it's fake.
That's nothing worse than
not fake
things that the president himself would tweet, calling people losers.
Oh, a lot worse than that. Yeah. So it didn't seem that far out of line for me, but maybe he woke up and then CNN goes, "Hey, what's this tweet from you at 3:55?
Or major conspiracy theory: Trump finally figured out the sect of the White House that can hack into stuff. He's like, let me get on Anderson Cooper's Twitter.
DARPA or something? Somebody way back there in intelligence?
I want to prank him. I want to make it epic.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I buy that wasn't really Anderson Cooper, but that's what CNN is saying today. We'll get to your dispatches and so much more. So much to get to on a busy Wednesday. We'll be back in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Talking on the radio, not your thing. You can do this. There's an easier way. It's called texting. 77031. Real Mobile. It's real easy. Real Mobile is powered by David Moss Toyota. From Real Radio. 104.1. The biggest stories of the day in all their glory and insanity. You're listening to the News Junkie. I'm out here in the rain. The light is thrown.
Dispatches in just a moment. A trend you might start noticing soon at the movie theater. The movie theaters are trying to figure out how to get more asses in the seats, more people to show up and, you know, enjoy things there. I think, number one, because I think I'm going deaf, that the movies aren't loud enough. I think that a lot of times people annoy you in the movie theater. I stand by my idea. And somebody emailed me afterwards and said there's some places that do this where you could wear headphones to drown out anybody who is trying to talk or be annoying. That would be nice. And there's some other ways they can improve things. They've been doing these movie passes, so you pay, you know, maybe $9.99 a month, and you get to watch as many movies as you want. They're doing everything they can to get more asses in the seats. And, you know, we see all these food items at, let's say, Taco Bell or Burger King or McDonald's, where they give you the stoner foods. Mm-hmm. The movie theaters are starting to get involved in exclusive snacks to bring people in. And the first one that I've heard of so far, there may be others out there, but the very first one I've heard of is about to hit Regal Cinemas nationwide. And I think that's one of the biggest movie chains.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. At least it's the one with the most points that I have on my rewards card.
There's Regal. There's, what's the one that's always in the news? We hear them in the next episode all the time because they're funny.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The one over in Texas.
Alamo?
Alamo. Alamo House.
Alamo House or
the
something?
AMC is one.
AMC's a big one.
I thought AMC used to be a big powerhouse, but I feel like there's not as many of them around as there used to be. Is it just me?
I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to tell because whatever city you live in, you tend to think the movie theater you have is
right.
This is what everybody has. But there's a lot of big chains out there, and the first one is Regal, and you can get this nationwide. They're starting out with exclusive Cheetos popcorn, and they teamed up with Cheetos to do this. They get all the flavoring, they do some special thing to the popcorn, and it's a mix of the two things with the idea that you're going to start going in for the exclusive snacks.
Hmm.
And they've come a long way. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember late 90s, early 2000s at the movie theater. there wasn't a lot going on. You had your nachos, your popcorn.
Everything very basic.
Chocolate, maybe.
Yeah, hot dogs.
Giant sodas things that you'll never finish drinking but pay $15 for.
Everything
expensive.
You
shut your mouth, I will finish every last drop.
Everything expensive. But what they didn't have is something that they have now. A lot of them, hell, I've seen people on dates like eating dinner in movie theater.
Well, yeah, of course. And they have, I mean, the movie theater that I go to the most has a pretty extensive menu. I mean, you could go there and you could knock off lunch there if you're not going to do it before the movie.
Yeah.
And they have, you know, big enough trays and even big enough like a space between the seats.
I mean, we've been to a movie theater where they gave us an entire bucket with two bottles of wine.
Yep.
And then about, what, 25% into Monsters University, we got plastered.
And forgot about the movie.
Forgot about the movie completely.
Yeah, they have stuff on the menus now that you look and you're like, is that fettuccine Alfredo?
Yeah, I think that'll be a draw now that, you know, so many people stay home for stuff. Having something unique on the menu, the Cheetos popcorn is a great idea. Any kind of way to flavor the popcorn other than just salt and butter, I'm a fan of.
No,
you want to do those kind of things where people get like excited, it goes viral, and then they go there just for that reason.
It's like the old ways of movies. You know, back in the day, it was a thing. You got dressed up, you know, took a fancy car to go see the movie, go to the theater, and then there was that long period of time where it's very uncomfortable seats, and then you're paying a boatload of money. But now they have to do something, and that's creating a better experience. Comfortable seats. Like, I really have a hard time, and I sound like first world problems for real, but I have a hard time when they are uncomfortable seats. I know that I could have watched this at home months later.
Yeah, they've improved on that a lot
at
a bunch of these places.
To the point where I'm actually concerned about certain theaters having the recline feature.
You're falling asleep?
I would be afraid to fall asleep. I fall asleep very easily, especially in a reclined position.
Oh, yeah, you're kicked back. It's a big comfy chair.
Yeah.
I never know which cup holder to use. That's always a weird thing. I wish there was like a label on it somewhere. But otherwise, they're headed in the right direction, I think. Still not as good as sitting at home and watching it. Let's go to the dispatches, starting out with Jason with a dispatch.
Hello, News Junkie. Jason here. First of all, C-Lane, can you change my name to Lord Hobo?
This is not the place.
Secondly, I'm hearing on the Phillips file right now that apparently Teresa Jacobs voted on an Orlando state dish, I guess, and it's called honey nougat.
Terrible choice.
The state of Orlando will be celebrating that dish.
It's a beautiful state.
Congratulations, state of Orlando.
It's a state beautiful.
The state beautiful. Here's the ambassador of Canada.
Hey, guys. So I'm listening to you guys bitch and complain about the weather, and honestly, it's making me laugh because I looked up the weather temperature, converted it to Celsius, and I realized that the temperatures that you guys have been having the past couple days in Central and Northern Florida are actually colder than the temperatures that we're having here in Northern Canada.
Really weird.
How about that? That's just crazy to me. I feel bad for you guys. I'm sorry you have to go through this being all adapted to the tropical climate and everything, but oh my God. If you want some warm weather, come to Canada.
Last night, it wasn't quite as bad.
No.
It was windy as hell last night. And the wind brings the temperature down like 10 degrees, it seems.
Terrible.
And I'm trying to walk down that hallway on the way to my house, and it's freezing.
We had dinner in the oven last night, and some of the windows open, and every time the wind kicked up, and we weren't really paying attention, it sounded like something was boiling over in the kitchen. So people were like going to check on dinner, like, oh, no, that's just air.
Yeah, it was seemingly out of nowhere.
It's like we get just a little bit different weather, and Florida people are like, what world did we just get transported to?
Oh, it's full panic. If there was ever a foot of snow on the roads in Central Florida, grinding to a halt would be what happens to all of us. Here's Fancy Nancy.
Hey there. I had some helium balloons. I had to deflate, so I figured I'd use a great dispatch. Just wondering if you do stockings before or after presents on Christmas.
Kidding. I know.
Oh, that went downhill really fast. All right, just curious. Have a good day.
Stockings before or after you open your presents on Christmas?
Before.
I'm an after kind of gal.
Are you?
I thought everybody did before.
Yeah.
Some people do the night before, I think.
No.
I never understood that. I know one family that I would hang out with them a bunch, and we'd start talking about Christmas when it got down to that time in December, and they would open at midnight. After going to midnight mass, which is so crazy that people do that to me, but going to midnight mass, come back home, and they'd open all their gifts and then go to sleep.
And then nothing, wait for Santa.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to wake up for.
Yeah, I think that last year, one of my sisters went on birthrights, so we had to do like a quick little Christmas, and that was during Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. We each opened up one gift, but the next morning, you know, you still gotta have that Christmas feeling. Yeah. What are you supposed to do if you don't have gifts to open up?
I mean, you're not waking up like a little kid and running down the stairs, but you're still waking up going, oh, okay, all right, it's Christmas. You're excited about things. I don't know if I told you guys. Did I tell you guys a story about the other day when I was at a restaurant doing some ranting?
Ranting.
And I heard for the first time in my life, I've been on this planet for 36 years and a little bit of change. For the first time in my life, I heard a Mexican man, a very nice Mexican gentleman, inhale helium and speak in Spanish.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the funniest thing. He was doing it in the kitchen, and I could not stop laughing at hearing his voice go down to that. Oh, God.
Helium is a classic, yeah. You know, ever since the beginning of time. Of balloons. Uh-huh. People love to prank with helium.
The first person who ever inhaled helium and spoke like that must have really killed it. There must have been just a roar of laughter.
They probably freaked out. What if you spoke like that and then panicked and thought,
like you're stuck?
Oh my gosh, my voice is going to be stuck like this forever.
Have you ever heard the other thing you could do where it makes your voice not higher pitched like helium, but lower?
That's air duster.
Is it?
Is it?
No, there's really something. It might be something that's in there. I don't know. But there's something you could do, and you inhale it, and your voice is like, boy.
Yeah, that's air duster. If I find a bottle, I'll show you guys.
It gets frighteningly deep.
That sounds not safe, but...
huffing air duster?
I guess huffing helium is not the safest thing to do either. But I always found that, like, my voice would be weird if I was smoking a hookah.
Really?
Yeah, like if I took, like, a big drag off of a there's something, like, kind of... cloudy and puffy about the hookah that after a couple seconds after, if I were to speak, I could feel like a thickness to my voice.
I never had that happen, but it was the funniest thing in the world to me to hear that. When we come back, there's another noise that is pestering the people of the downtown area of Orlando, and we shall investigate. Is it truly annoying? Is it really bothersome? What is it? What's happening? Can we do anything to help? All those questions answered next. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. Real Radio. 104.1. We'd tell you to check out the app chat room, but those people are weird. And mostly naked. This is the News Junkie.
That is maybe the most adorable thing I've seen all week. A video making the rounds today of this young girl. God, she must be maybe 7 or 8 or something. And she's wrestling like Greco-Roman style wrestling, Celia, I think is what they call it. Mostly only in the Olympics and like high school and college you do that.
Not like WWE.
No. Be cool if it was. I wish they had wrestling like that for young kids. As a parent, when your kids get involved in things, you're then kind of put in the position where you've got to be involved in it too. You got to go to the practices. You got to watch all this stuff. If it's Greco-Roman wrestling, you're not very excited, I don't think, about going to the practices. But if it was WWE-style wrestling for little kids,
hell yeah,
they had intro songs. Like
did they really?
No, they'd be great if they did. Wiggles goes on, and there was explosion. That would be more exciting. This was the old-school Greco-Roman wrestling. And this girl's about 7 years old, and she's on the mat competing. And her family is watching, cheering her on. And she starts to maybe not do so well. And I don't know. See if we can find the video. for this in just a second, because they said he shouted something out. I didn't hear him say it, but it might be interesting to hear that. The little brother thought he's about four or so, and he's watching his sister wrestle, and she starts to lose. He thought she was in a real fight, so he ran out of the stands to her rescue.
Oh,
that's adorable.
Trying to jump in on the fight, which I bet everybody loved except for the parent of the other person that was involved in the wrestling match.
I got the video.
You do? Let's see if we can hear him, because I heard he said he screamed something. Go ahead.
Oh my God.
He just jumps in.
All of a sudden, I mean, it's like probably 5 seconds into the video, and the little boy just sprints and jumps onto the pile to separate them. That's adorable.
He goes in there to try to save his sister. It was pretty cute. That's making the rounds today. We'll throw that up on the See It Now section of the News Junkie app so you can check it out. An email from Brian, tips@thenewsjunkie.com. He's got questions about the Just Okay holiday party and his super VIP status. He says, good morning. I just have a couple of questions regarding Super VIP. I'm wondering when the activities will start prior to the show. Let's start there. Super VIP, do we have the times down when Super VIP people are supposed to arrive?
Yes, the Super VIP is 7 o'clock, and the VIP party will be from 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Now, doors open at 8 for everybody. But that's at that point, you'll be escorted, the VIP people, to their seats in the VIP section.
So VIP and Super VIP, both at 7 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, which is good because 6 o'clock is when the free parking starts down there at City Walk. It makes it easy for you. But you're going to want to be there at 7 o'clock. You can be there earlier if you want.
Yeah, why not?
Go over to Hard Rock, have a drink, walk around down there. Get in line, and yeah, you could be there earlier if you're interested. But 7 o'clock is the time. A lot of people have been asking about that. I'll throw in another question that I've seen a bunch, which is not even in Brian's email, which I'll continue with in a second. But some of the Super VIP people are saying, what are we getting to eat? And there's a variety of different stuff, obviously from the Hard Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a buffet-style thing.
Yeah, it's catered.
Yeah, like a catered, like any catered event, you're going to be able to walk around, get a couple of different varieties. I don't remember exactly what they said, but it all sounded delicious.
Yes, it's going to be delicious for everybody. And while we don't know the specifics right now, just know your bellies are going to be happy.
Yeah, don't quote me on this, but I thought they said chicken sliders was one of the options. I love sliders of any type. And then some other thing.
I will just go right in my mouth.
Everybody's going to have something that they can eat and love there. It's good stuff from Hard Rock, which I eat at all the time. It's great. Back to Brian's email. Also, I have two people who are going to meet me there with their Super VIP tickets, but they're going to be pretty late. Will they still be able to get their seats and still get their grab bag? Absolutely not. After 9 o'clock, you get there whenever you want. We'll make sure if somebody's not showing up exactly on time and they get one of the fickle stash bags, we'll put that aside and make sure you absolutely get it.
We made enough for everybody that is part of the VIP and Super VIP group. Now, if you are going to be late after 9, I mean, the show's starting at 9.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're going to have that food option anymore because that's in a different area.
Yeah, that's wiped out.
But there is going to be, and this is for GA too, they're going to have like the little kitchen open at Hard Rock. So you'll be able to get like your finger foods. If you're feeling like your tummy's getting crazy, then get that grease in and then continue drinking, of course.
You know what's weird? I've been there a bunch of times. I never even knew they had that little kitchen thing
there.
On the side?
Yeah, I never knew that. So if you go there, you start having some drinks and you're going, okay, grandson's not playing for about 45 minutes. I got to get something to eat. They have that window over there where you can grab a bite to eat. So those of you who are thinking, well, I didn't get Super VIP tickets. I'm not going to be able to get anything to snack on or eat, and I want to have something while I'm there. Perfect night goes like this. You go with whoever you're bringing, and you get inside early. You get your magnet as you walk through the door. You get access to the vault as you walk through the door. There's already stuff going on. You're seeing all the different things that are set up around the event. You're checking out the exclusive merch that we're going to have over there. You have a little snack.
Mm-hmm.
You have a whole bunch of drinks. You watch grandson perform. And then when you leave, you grab a super late night dinner at one of those spots right around there.
There you go. And then you order an Uber.
Bingo.
Or a Lyft. And if you don't have it, you can get a free ride by using my code SabrinaA5.
Yeah, we've got Uber cards, I think, that we'll set out just so everybody has all this kind of information. But yeah, it'd be perfect. Go there, hang out, enjoy yourself, enjoy the fourth annual Just Okay holiday party. And then on the way out there, soak up some of that alcohol with a good meal, and then kick off home, and then you got a whole weekend ahead of you. It'll be perfect. If you don't have your tickets yet, you're going to want to move and get those right now. Get some for you and your friends. Go to realradio.fm. So it's realradio.fm/JUSTOK. That's where you're going to want to go. Before we get into the dispatches, there was once a noise downtown. I say was, because that screeching, annoying, obnoxious noise was stopped after a campaign online to put it down. I said, enough's enough. I can't take this anymore. Turned out, at that point in time, it was somebody with a broken AC unit on their roof, the roof of one of the buildings, and all through downtown, just this screech that would go day and night. It was really, really obnoxious. Now there's another one. And downtown Orlando residents are complaining about this. I did not know this was a thing. Did you guys know that downtown they have these speakers that are meant to make it so dogs don't poop in certain areas?
What?
I've never heard of this in my life. They have speakers that play this noise, this piercing noise.
No poop.
And maybe it's like a dog whistle amplified.
Yeah, it's supposed to be some sort of squealing that is not able to be heard by the human ear, but I think there are some people that still kind of hear it.
It's like when you were younger. Oh, this was one of those moments. Hurts my feelings. When I realized I was starting to get older.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a little bit younger with fresher ears, they had the app and they'd go, oh, look, young people are using this app with a ringtone that old people can't hear. And I played it. I'm like, oh, I hear that. It's obvious. Now I can't hear it anymore.
Oh,
it was one of those moments.
Well, I don't know if it has to do with your age. Maybe just the fact that we blare audio into our ears all the time, Monday through Friday.
That could be related, but they started doing this in 2012. So for 5 years, these two boxes were installed in front of the Orange County Bar Association building at 880 North Orange Ave. The office building faces a row of condos and local businesses, including the North Quarter Market and a Pilates studio. More condominiums and apartment buildings have sprung up in the growing district right there in that area, like Ivanhoe Village area. A group of fed-up residents started a Facebook group called North Quarter United #StopTheSqueal. They said it sounds like you have tinnitus. Like, that's the noise that you hear. And I have it. I don't know if I can hear this. I haven't heard it yet. I don't know what it's going to sound like on the radio. But this is what is pestering these people. This might be, I don't know if this is loud or obnoxious. Here it is. Here.
I hear it.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that.
Oh, I don't like that.
It's almost deafening.
Yeah. It's like doing something in my head. Okay, I got to
I don't like that. I felt like I was underwater for a second
there. Yeah, like pressure.
That's probably not good for our brains.
Did anybody not hear that? I don't know if it's going through the radio.
I think it probably is going through the radio.
Tell me when I'm playing it, when I'm not. Am I playing it right now?
Yes.
No.
Am I playing it right now?
Yeah. No.
No.
Yes, you are.
I don't like. Oh,
it's
that like 2 seconds
so
in.
It's so weird because you can't hear anything, but it's like there's pressure in your head.
It's doing something to your brain.
And yeah, I don't. What if we just lost like brain cells?
Is this doing something to it?
Yeah. Okay, I can hear that really good.
Right there. I don't like that at all. I don't blame them. Hashtag stop the squeal is what they're going with. And they want these speakers, these motion sensor boxes that are meant to stop dogs from defecating by the Orange County Bar Association. I guess that's a huge problem over there. Maybe you can get all these residents to agree. God, I feel like I'm still hearing it right now. Get all these residents to agree that if you take out these speakers, they'll keep an eye out. They won't let their dogs go over there and defecate, and they'll watch the place. Because I can see how that would be really annoying to live next to that all the time.
And how does it determine the motion? I mean, anybody that walks by, that sound's going to go off, right? Or it's...
Yeah.
Stationary.
I don't think it could tell dog from human. So if you were just kind of walking by there, you would hear that. Some people can hear it. Other people cannot, they said. So that it might be just like that, that if the older you are, the less of these things you're going to be picking up. And I bet the people at the Bar Association, there's a bunch of them that are older. They're like, what are you talking about?
We're fine.
It's not bad at all. Yeah, it is. I wouldn't like that either. So if you're in the area, join them in their protest. And I hope that their noise is shut down. Buddy Dyer, if you're listening, get on this. We need to be against all obnoxious noises.
That's right.
That ruin people's lives.
Stop the squeal.
Stop the squeal.
The hashtag makes it too hard to chant.
Hashtag just, stop the, yeah.
Just the stop the squeal works. Here's Cruise Ship Paul with a dispatch.
News junkie, me and the wife went to the movie Sunday. And it was big old recliners. Paid $22 for our admission for each of us to go in.
Each?
Popcorn, big drink.
Yeah.
Didn't finish the drink, didn't eat all the popcorn. Paid out all that money to fall asleep 15 minutes after the show started. Woke up when it was finished. That's a good way to go see a movie.
Yeah. Sounds kind of like a waste. I don't know if you guys saw the Nathan For You when he went to the movie theater. And he said, one of the biggest problems is, and people don't know this, this is a true story. Movie theaters really only make money off of the snacks.
Right. Yeah.
They don't make a bunch of money off of you paying for the ticket. That's going to the distributors and the movie production companies, whoever owns the rights to it, the people who make the film, all that stuff. That's where that money goes. And on Nathan For You, he said one of the biggest problems that's eating away at the bottom line of movie theaters is people share the popcorn because the popcorn's so big.
Uh-huh.
So they instituted a no-sharing policy.
Oh, yes, I remember that. And then he would find people in the middle of the movie with a massive flashlight.
It would go in
right
there.
In their face. I see that you guys were sharing popcorn. Kicks them out.
He would go in there, make them swear they weren't going to share, catch them at it, and then record them. Oh, and then he put the photos of the people who were caught eating somebody else's popcorn that they were sharing on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, masturbators or popcorn thieves. And he goes, we didn't want to have two different things for the photos of people who are masturbating. Oh, good. I don't know if anybody's actually done that, but it may work. Sorry you fell asleep, Cruise Ship Paul. Here's Dos Gay.
Can we please just have pizzerias back by the Keebler Elves? They're delicious.
What's that? Pizzerias?
Oh, the, it was like a chip, like a pizza flavored chip.
I don't think I've had that.
It was pretty good.
And they took it away from everybody?
Yeah, aww. Pizzerias were delicious.
That's unfortunate. Here's I Am Batman.
We always opened up one present the night before, then all the presents the next morning, and then afterwards we did the stockings.
Stockings at
just
the
like
end.
Like Sabrina. Thank you.
That stockings what? At the end could be a letdown.
Yeah. My mom just fills it, or Santa, or whatever. Just fills it with candy.
Oh, well, that's no good. I mean, you want the good stuff. My mom would put stuff in there that was really boring. Like, I'd get a deodorant.
Yeah, mine has a mixture of candy, cologne, alcohol, and then stuff I need.
The alcohol
is
nice.
That's nice.
So candy's nice.
There'll be like a little mini bottle in there, too. There'll be some candy. There's an orange at the bottom, which I think is some sort of tradition. Or
really?
A tangerine.
Really?
Yeah. I thought maybe that was just to weigh the thing down while she was filling it, but what it could be.
And then you never asked the question.
Then there's like deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes.
See, my mom wraps that stuff because she wants to see the excitement in our faces, thinking that it's an actual gift, and then I get toothpaste, deodorant.
I always had, people were talking about the present the night before or doing the stocking the night before. I always had the tradition of the present the night before, and it took me a good few years before I realized that it was going to just be pajamas every year.
Yeah.
Like I fell for it.
You guys can match in the morning.
I fell for it for a while. And I was like, ooh, present. Ooh, it's going to be something fun. It's pajamas.
Yeah, it takes the fun out of it. One more. Here's Florida Living It.
What's up, junkies? Jake here, driving down I-4. You guys talking about the voice lowering thing. That's actually Whippets. Yeah, or like Sabrina said, air dusters. But Whippets, Lippy Crack, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, that's what does the voice lowering.
There's something else, too.
Followed by the wah-wahs, followed by uncontrollable laughter, and about 50 to 60 more whippets. Anyways, y'all have a good one.
Yeah, there's something else. It's not nitrogen. It's, is it sulfur? Yes. Look this up. See if you can find somebody doing this so we can show everybody what I'm talking about here. Sulfur, S-U-L-F-U-R, hexafluoride is the stuff that really does it. I know what you're talking about. With nitrous, it's a little bit more, but this is like demonic.
All right, let's see. Videos. Speak like Darth Vader.
Let's see.
Imagination Station. We've got Jeff in this morning. And
we're
talking about
Station.
January. So it's revolving around air.
Exactly. So, you know, I brought in some air with me, which is not that particularly exciting, but I do have some air with me today.
I'm skipping
over. And he grabs one and does it.
Yeah.
All right.
Here he goes.
And then he ends up talking like
this.
We all know that one.
It's always fun. If you want to give it a shot.
All right, now.
See it? This is just a normal air balloon, right?
Okay.
I'll take this one from you.
Okay.
All right, we'll just get rid of that. Go ahead and take that and just place it on top of my tank here.
All right.
Oh, my God. Get to the park.
This guy's really
I am your father.
Oh, there we go. So.
Our voice would get very deep.
You think so? Well, you're about to find out. So I don't want to do this. So here you go.
I love how they booked the balloon guy for about 5-minute segment on WTOL.
I feel like they booked him and he said, all right, I got this all ready to go. And they go, we need you to fill 5 minutes. And, okay. Just stretching everything out.
All right, you ready?
I'm a guinea pig in many forms. Ready? Same way as the helium?
That's good.
Luke, I am your father.
It's just the opposite.
Keep talking.
I can't believe that just came out of my mouth.
Okay, we're going to take one deep breath in.
All right, deep breath for these guys. Jesus. Local news. They have time to fill, I guess.
He never says, Luke, I am your father.
He doesn't?
No.
You say that every time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people believe that. I think it because I've never seen any of the damn Star Wars movies.
But he doesn't? Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But everybody says, Luke.
What does he say when Luke has his hand cut off he's hanging?
No, I am your father. Then he goes, no!
We hear that again. A whole reenactment there. Back in a moment, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio is here, so you don't have to hear the chronicles of ketosis.
First time using those bathroom strips did not go well.
Keep your headphones on. Real Radio 104.1.
What?
Confirming all reports
and some of your biggest fears.
You're listening to the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
I got a head full of darkness, and darkness is good. Cause if we all die young, then we don't get hurt.
All right! Well, a scam may be targeting your phone right now. And I did not know it. I think it's been targeting me. And I didn't realize it until today when I read this story. I'll tell you the details, and you might be a part of this, too, in just a second. I want to remind you, you can get your tickets right now for the 4th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. Just days away, we are going to be at Hard Rock Live.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday, we're actually broadcasting from backstage. We're going to get everything set up.
In the green room.
Thankful that we are going to be there because that gives us that much more time to nail everything.
Yeah.
Both physically and how the show is going to go. But during our walkthrough earlier this week, got to go see the green rooms where we're going to be our home base and stuff.
Yeah.
They've hooked it up. The engineer, they even hooked up Simon the engineer who'll be there.
Really?
Yeah, they gave him his own little plug-in.
Oh, there we go.
Perfectly installed.
We're going to be all set up there on Friday, and then as we get things ready, we'll welcome you a little bit later on in the night. Get your tickets so you do not miss out on the biggest event of the year. Go to realradio.fm/justokay while you can to snag your tickets now. Everybody through the door. Getting a magnet so you can participate in Game of Magnets. One of four designs randomly divvied out to those of you at the door who are headed into the show. It's going to be absolutely awesome. Also, everybody gets access to the vault, and that's a bunch of great stuff from the show that we've never released. Audio clips, things we get asked for all the time, songs, and then a special show just for you. So to this scam that's going on now, have either of you, Sabrina, C-Land, have you noticed in the past couple of weeks that you're getting a bunch of phone calls from phone numbers very similar to yours?
Yes. And if this is a scam, I've been victim of it for about 6 months now.
Are you answering these phone calls?
I am not.
See, I'm looking right now through my recent calls. so many of them start with the first three numbers in my phone number. Mm-hmm. I was just going back. I'm looking just the last week alone, probably 10 of these.
Same here.
And you look at it and you go, oh, who's this? It's same area code, same number, and then the end is switched up just a little bit.
How weird.
I never answer incoming calls that I don't know because, number one, my number has been out there before. Number two, I have a number that is so easy that babies dial it all the time.
Mama.
And grab a phone, like, hit a couple of buttons.
You hear that, listeners? All it takes is a little.
Just a couple of buttons mashing. And a baby, and you'll be on my phone. And so I just ignore it, and I go, oh, maybe that's what's happening there. No, it's a scam. And they say, I'm sure it's happened to you. You get a phone call from a number from the same area code as you, the same three-digit central office code, and a very similar four-digit station number. That's the last four digits of your phone number. You feel compelled to answer it because the phone number looks nearly identical to yours. Don't answer the call. It's most likely a scam. The calls from lookalike numbers have been annoying people in the U.S. and Canada for months now. The scammers purposely use the technique of using similar phone numbers to trick victims into answering. People assume the similar phone numbers must be a family member or somebody they know. And that just happens. You look at the phone, you're like, huh? That's pretty close to mine.
But once you pick up, you're scammed, or that's, you know, they give you the spiel, and then you are vulnerable to being scammed.
I guess they don't even have one particular scam. They do the IRS scam. They do immigration authority scam, which is a new one that they use to target people in Hispanic communities, which is super messed up. They'll call, and they'll be like, this is ICE, and we're going to deport you, and then we have this new program, and you pay money.
Terrible.
Or they are computer tech support, like C-Lane's friends, who have called many, many times.
He's dead.
They pretend to be utility representatives, whatever. They pretend to be all this stuff, but they have this psychological thing that they're utilizing to get you to pick up the phone. And what they do is just make the phone number very similar to yours. I don't know if they leave messages. Let me see. Hold on. Check to see if any of them.
I haven't gotten any. So I get the same thing where I have a number. I mean, once, maybe even twice a day, at least every day.
Yep.
That's similar to mine. And then almost guaranteed I get a call from Clarksville, Tennessee, and it's the same number all the way through except the last two digits. So I'm getting double scammed, I suppose.
So I what happened, I'm guessing, is that not a lot of people are answering their phones anymore. And so they got to do little things to trick you into answering them. How they get all these phone numbers and how they get away with this stuff is mind-blowing. Remember the guy who admitted to us that he was doing the scam when we talked to him?
Yep.
They could be also spoofing the caller ID.
Yeah, maybe that's what you think. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, well, why don't our iPhones don't, and I don't think Android either. They don't have caller ID though. Like, if you were to call me and have your number saved, it would come up as your number. Wouldn't say
nobody's
John
saying
Wasso.
He's saying spoof the number. Remember the time we were at the bar and that guy was pranking you and C-Lane?
Yes.
And he was putting your numbers on each other's phones. I think that you might be right. Otherwise, right. They'd have to get all these phone numbers.
All they do is spoof the number. You're right in saying that the iPhone and Android does not show the name that goes along with caller ID. So the only reason it shows a name on your phone is because you have that contact saved in your phone.
So just remember, when you're looking at your phone, you see a similar number. Odds are you want to let that one go to the voicemail.
How am I supposed to win money in the future if I can't answer any of those calls?
Jesus, if they start a scam where they're doing the IRS thing or the computer thing, and they have iHeartRadio on there, and nobody can win our contest anymore because now they think we're trying to scam them. Thankfully, right now, that's not the tactic. But at some point, maybe it will be. They're doing everything they can to get creative to make sure you keep on picking up the phone. The results are in, folks. Mm. The three most shared viral stars of 2013. Think about it. What do you think the three most shared viral stars list looks like? These are people who entered the zeitgeist in 2017. We'll take Donald Trump out of the picture. I'm talking about just people that are viral stars that entered our world and some of them just won't go away. We'll talk about that in just a moment. In the meantime, let's talk to Nick. You're on Real Radio. Hello, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, so these phone scams with me personally has been going on the last year, and I get these calls like once every couple days.
So you're still getting them? I haven't been getting them for a year, but it's been happening for the last couple of weeks or maybe month or so for me. It's been happening to you for a while?
Yeah, so I have a, you know, I got the 407, and then my first three digits are 949, and they call from a 407, 949, and the last four are always different. At first, I just started to block every number, and then I went to as far as to call Sprint and see if they can block any number that starts with 407, 949, and they wouldn't do it.
I mean, the phone companies do have to do something about this.
Yeah, I can't believe they can get away with it.
I'm getting probably, if you looked at your missed call list, you probably have just a bunch of random numbers, nothing you'll ever call back.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, you can't go, you're going to go on the rest of your life being a cell phone user and have just random numbers calling you forever?
Have you ever picked up, Nick?
I have picked up a few times. So what would happen is I'd say hello. I would get nothing, and then say hello again, and they would meet up, or they would hang up. And so there's been a couple times where I called back, and it sounded a lady of, you know, Hispanic descent or whatever. And I asked her, like, hey, what the hell are you doing? And she would just deny it, like nothing's going on, and then she would just hang up on me.
Yeah, I think that's what happens a lot.
I got one the other day that was not I've had a couple that are similar to my area code and first three digits recently, and one of them was about healthcare. I don't know if that was just a fluke or
There's
what.
There's so many ways they're getting you right
but,
now.
But I got one of my Google Voice number the other day, you know, where they transcribe the thing and you get an email that says you got a message. And it was, Microsoft, my Windows license was about to expire.
Oh, God.
Which is, and they left a number to call. So, of course, I called the number. Uh-huh. Hello, this is Microsoft.
C-Lane will always reach out, and just the in the interest of trolling, you'll try to see what's happening in that situation.
But, I'll waste their time for a little bit.
I want that experience, you know, one time to talk to my Peter.
Uh-huh. Give me Microsoft
number. You had one. He was a pervert.
But that was through, I'm pretty sure, C-Lane's phone. But now I can't pick up any of these calls because it's all scams, and maybe one of them is Peter, but among the 15 other ones that are just going to hang up on me. What's the point?
There could be some person from Hollywood on there. It could be an important family thing.
It could be
thing.
Beyonce could wishing be, me happy birthday.
If Beyonce ever calls you from a similar number as yours and you don't pick up, and it's because of this thing, you're going to lose your mind.
Of course I am.
Well, let's talk to Pickle Monster. You're on Real Radio. Hello, Pickle Monster.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, go ahead.
Just had something to weigh in on the scams. I've been getting these numbers, same thing as you. Mine's a New Jersey number, so I'd be getting a New Jersey area code.
Mm-hmm.
And then just random numbers afterwards. It's popping up on my caller ID as scam likely.
Oh, now, really?
Why? Do you have an app?
No. T-Mobile, after about a... It's about 2 weeks it's been going on now, and the last week, when this number comes up, it says scam likely.
Do you have iPhone or Android, Pickle Monster?
Android.
I bet you that there's something built into Android that where they kind of quick Google the number. They might have like a big list of questionable phone numbers, and so they'll just say scam likely. That's
I like
cool.
that. Yeah, that's handy when you see that stuff. They get creative with the scams that are going on. I saw another one that's been happening quite a bit lately, and there'll be people who will create a Facebook account, and let's say they'll call it Walmart customer support, and they'll go on the Walmart page and see somebody who goes, hey, I'm trying to get a TV today, and I want to know if you have them in stock at this location. And they'll request that person on Facebook and start messaging going, hey, it's Donna from Walmart. And I wanted to let you know, yes, we do indeed have that. And the person will go, great. And they say, here's how you're going to get the TV from us. Go buy 3 Walmart gift cards for this much money. Scratch off the codes and take pictures of them and send them to us. And you just think, you know, if you're dumb enough, you'll fall for it. And you end up getting wrapped up in all this. You got to be careful. Everybody's trying to take your money and your stuff somewhere along the way. Back in a moment, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
He's smiling, and that alone should scare you. This is the News Junkie.
more dispatches in just a moment. I talked about this. I didn't give you the payoff, the delivery, and I don't know if you've been thinking about it, but think about it if you can. The most shared viral stars of 2017 have been named. And I had to go back. I was like, who would it be? And then when I thought about it, I was like, all right, it makes a lot of sense. There was a couple of people that popped up and just went viral this year. One is real obvious. What do you think? Who do you think's on the top three list, Sabrina?
Top three viral stars.
I got one.
And they're still around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're still around.
We've seen a lot of them.
Not President Trump. He's not on there.
Chewbacca Mom.
Chewbacca Mom is not in the top three.
Catch Me Outside Girl.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Number one on the list. I mean, imagine that. This girl, nobody knew who she was. The 14-year-old girl last year, Daniel Bergoglio or whatever, nobody knew who the hell she was. She goes on Dr. Phil and acts like a lunatic. And now she has a record deal. I think she's a certified millionaire by this point.
Yep.
She has so many followers on social media. It's unbelievable. And just, she's got a whole career now out of that and going viral.
Can you call that a career?
Kind of. Well,
he's,
I mean, she can.
Money.
Yeah, she's got.
That well's going to dry up, though.
Yeah, but right now, she's making a ton of cash. Who else do you think is on the list?
Oh, my God. Cash Me Outside is on the list. Is it another young person?
Not young, no.
It's an older person.
This one was a weird one, but we saw it and we talked about it, I think, before it exploded and went viral everywhere.
Now, are these viral stars, it could be short-lived, but they became so famous?
Yeah. I mean, like, if he walked through the room right now, you'd go, oh, I know who that guy is. But you would almost have to see him do his thing to really be sure that it is him.
Christopher?
Do his thing.
Mm-hmm.
His thing.
He has a thing that he does, and the thing that he did, and the way that he did it is what put him on the list of the most shared viral stars. It's not a trick necessarily. It's a different way to do a thing a lot of people do.
Chugging. He was eating.
No.
He was having sex.
He was dancing.
It's more of a food thing.
He was
cooking.
He was cooking. Yes. And then he was maybe seasoning.
Salt Bae.
Salt Bae was one of the most viral stars of 2017. And I guess the third one they say actually was somebody who did a meme of President Trump. I don't even know this thing. Or no, it's a guy named Coyote EWUMI.
What?
This guy, I don't even know. English actor Coyote EWUMI is known to many as the person on a well-circulated GIF that shows him tapping his temple, which comes from his mockumentary series, #HoodDocumentary. I don't know if he should have been on the list. I don't know who that is or what that is.
Well, congratulations, you guys. You did it.
You made it on there. Yeah.
You're viral, yeah.
I don't know this Coyote. Is there like an honorable mention here that may have somebody we would know?
I don't know. That's all I have in the sheet in front of me, but they've released this list of the most viral stars. The two I know, and then somebody I've never heard of in my entire life. I don't know about that meme. I don't know about that person, but there you go.
Do
congrats.
They get, like, a plaque or something?
I hope you do. Some kind of trophy or something like that. Let's go to the dispatches and go to Dan.
I know you guys said that noise is supposed to make it so dogs don't poop, but I think I just crapped my pants. Thanks.
A brown noise situation. Here's Dylan the Locksmith.
Hey, News Junkie. Hey. Dylan the Locksmith here. For the love of all that is holy, please do not play that damn noise ever again. My tinnitus, I could feel it in my soul.
I don't like it.
It hurts, and I never want to be a part of that ever again. Please.
Sorry about that.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, imagine living downtown and you just hear that all the time. It's right across the street from your house. You're walking around.
It's gonna play it.
Of course,
I really don't like it.
I don't like it either.
It's crazy.
Somebody texted in. Now, Frankie McDonald has been around for a while. We talked to him like two hurricanes ago.
Yeah.
But somebody texted in Joker Gang Gang might be in contention, and maybe he's a little localized to us.
Yeah.
But
in the state of Florida, for sure. He's getting a lot of attention. Maybe that Bonk Gang guy. I mean, he's got millions of followers on Instagram.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of people with millions of followers.
It doesn't narrow it down enough. I'm trying to think of who else would have been on there. Those two are obvious. Salt Bae and Cash Me Outside were obvious.
So maybe that's what makes them viral, is that they go viral but made a career out of it, or made, you know, significant money that they continue to uphold a huge following.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't heard of Chewbacca Mom again. You didn't really, Frankie McDonald loves the ladies, but it's, I think he's focused on himself and himself only.
He's done with the news now.
But Salt Bae, you know, he's traveling all the time. I just saw him in a commercial on primetime television.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, let me see. Hold on. I'm trying to see if I could find anybody else that's on there. I just was really shocked by the fact that, now that I'm looking at the meme with the other guy, Coyote Iwumi, now I know what it is, but I don't think that that was list worthy. That doesn't seem like it to me. That's all they have, I think. Salt Bae, Cash Me Outside, yeah, that's it. I think they use GIFs to kind of determine this. It's from a website called Tenor, and they just show people who came out of nowhere and ended up everywhere. I bet the Salt Bae guy's made a lot of money. And he was rich beforehand. He had a bunch of restaurants and stuff.
Oh, yeah. But he's making so much money now.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Oh, he just has to wear the same thing forever.
Uh-huh.
Like,
white shirt.
Know who he is without the ponytail, the small round glasses, yep. White shirt, and salt on his right forearm.
All he has to do is cut meat and be sexy.
Yeah. I mean, they're worse jobs.
Yeah.
But he is, I guess, enjoying it for now. Here's Insecure Walrus.
Oh, come on, guys. I was right in the middle of going to the bathroom. You play that dog sound, all clamped up. Nothing.
See, it did the opposite to him. Dem tees, though.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about stockings and whatnot. I remember hearing Ozzy Osbourne when he was a kid. He would get a sock, or maybe two socks, and they would have a few oranges in them. And that was Christmas. So if you think you got it bad, you don't got it that bad.
Well, so you ain't got an orange, but you got more stuff with the orange.
Right.
Maybe it's a European thing. We learned about your lineage mm-hmm. last week.
Super white.
Maybe it comes from that. They say you were very British, was it? Or
English?
What
English,
did they use?
Balkan.
Yeah.
And Finnish.
Maybe it comes from one of those. We'll be back with the next episode with Sabrina in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
At Real Radio 1041 on Twitter. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
The phone system is a fickle beast, but he'll still take your calls. You're listening to the News Junkie.
Sometimes I miss you, and then sometimes I don't. Sometimes I wish I just had more self-control.
The next episode with Sabrina in just a moment. And Sabrina, you should be careful. With the rise of Bitcoin and Litecoin and this kind of stuff, there's a new type of robbery taking place, and this has happened multiple times now, where somebody, and I don't know why I didn't think about this, this is kind of a genius robbery. Somebody will mention somewhere that they've got a big investment in Bitcoin. Like, let's say they do a news story, and you got to be careful about this. Now, you go on the news and you go, hey, I now have $1.5 million. I made $1.5 million in Bitcoin. And people will then find that person, follow them, and then at gunpoint demand their cryptocurrency information. And once they're given the hash or whatever it is, they can send the Bitcoin over to their own account. And there's really not a lot people can do about it, because it's a cryptocurrency. So you can get money like that by force from one account to another, and then you're screwed, kind of.
Fantastic.
Which hopefully does not become a more common thing. New Jersey authorities say Louis Meza, a 35-year-old cryptocurrency investor, lured a friend into a minivan where a gunman demanded his keys, his phone, and the 24-word passphrase to open his cryptocurrency wallet.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the devices you can buy. That was the one that, remember I was telling you about that Bitcoin article I read where the guy couldn't remember the password to his wallet.
Yeah.
He bought this device. It's an electronic device. That was the one where every guess wrong, they double the amount of time you have to wait until the next guess.
So you screw up enough time, and it could take a year before you even have an opportunity.
But yeah, he had that same thing, the 24-word...
It's like a sentence?
No, they give you 24 random words, like orange, donkey, testament, you know, stuff, random stuff that's just one of your like unlock codes.
So everybody's Bitcoin access is not a code or a string or password. It's a bunch of words together.
No, just for this particular device.
Oh, okay.
And it's both. There's a numeric password and there's the 24 word code.
Well, that's what they wanted from this guy. Meza then allegedly went to the man's home, stole items including a ledger, and transferred $1.8 million in the cryptocurrency Ether into his own account. That's the exact one that you have, Ethereum. And
I don't have it anymore.
You got rid of that. Smartly.
Yes. So there's no point in robbing me because I no longer have cryptocurrency. I don't want to be part of this world.
It's better to be safe.
Well, you're bailing out of crypto?
She's out of it. C-Lane is real. Your acting
really?
Is that good. She doesn't want to get robbed, C-Lane.
Oh.
He just fell for a hook, line, and sinker. The Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance Jr., says this type of crime that could be expected will rise along with the value of currencies like Bitcoin and Ether.
I'm pregnant, you guys.
Just surprised you would turn your back on crypto so fast.
I would never. Crypto. But no, I would. I don't have like a... Never mind. Should I even do that?
Not if you don't want to get robbed.
Well, you don't have a Bitcoin wallet right now. You have Coinbase. They're kind of holding your Bitcoin. They're still yours.
If I were to get robbed, they would have to force me to use my fingers
and then transfer it in there. Are those other ones different, or is it like the thing you're saying specifically with the 24 words is some sort of Bitcoin wallet?
That is a physical device that is supposed to be a secure holder for your Bitcoin wallet. Your Bitcoin wallet exists as like files almost, and you can send those files to other people.
Or you could also go to an ATM now. They have Bitcoin ATMs.
Really?
Yeah.
See, it's all very confusing, but now
what does the
scary part, dangerous.
What does the Bitcoin ATM do? Does that, you sell your Bitcoin right there and it cashes in?
I guess.
Or are you putting money in the ATM and it gives you Bitcoin?
I'll tell you what I want it to do. I want it to be like in Sonic the Hedgehog, where like the coins come out of the machine.
Oh, that'd be
actually
fun.
Big ones just shoot at you. That would be exciting. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it. Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
A butt stuff.
Nothing.
Weather's nice.
It's time for the next episode with Sabrina.
Who doesn't want to talk about that?
Hello! Butt stuff.
I just want people to be clear that the butt stuff is on the paper in front of me.
Exactly. And it just said butt stuff in 72 point.
Mm-hmm.
28 years ago, the year 1989, I was not alive, but both of you were, and Morgan Freeman was driving a particular lady when this film was released.
Driving Miss Daisy.
That is correct.
I knew that, too.
Now, for an extra point, what was the name of his reprised off-Broadway role?
About this?
His role, the character name, in Driving Miss Daisy,
man.
For an extra 4 points.
I think I've seen it once, but so long ago. I don't know.
Hoke? Colburn, Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
Yep. So, congratulations, 28 years.
Was he famous then? Or
did
was
you
that?
Hear that?
Well, what? Was
something
that?
Just slammed into the window here.
Did somebody attack
I'm getting
you?
Robbed for my crypto.
the Bitcoin robbery is happening now.
Seriously, I should have a weapon in
I
here.
Felt yeah. something. That, like, there yeah. was definitely a rumbling.
Yeah, what was that?
And there still is.
What's happening?
I don't know. There's something going on in the building right now.
Great. Of course, during the next episode. Hmm. Larry King has strongly denied.
I'm never going to get my Uber Eats. Damn it.
Oh, it happened again.
What is it?
I don't know.
The Uber Eats driver is just driving into the building right now.
It sounds like somebody is slamming like a construction ball.
Yeah, like a wrecking ball.
Wrecking ball.
Into the side of the office.
Should have thought Miley Cyrus. Larry King strongly denies that he squeezed the butt of a woman named Terry Richard when they took a picture. He now says that he can easily prove he didn't do it by asking the Grim Reaper, since he's always behind him and would have seen everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's extremely, extremely old.
Every time you say that, Terry Richards, I think that's not the fashion guy, right? Remember the creepy fashion guy?
The photographer? Is that the same name?
His name's Terry Richards, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't. I think it was a woman, yeah. Madonna says that she is going on tour next year, everybody. She will be playing the hits. Just like, let me just pull her up so you guys feel it, you know, because I know Sean. Madonna says that she plans on going on tour next year, going to be playing the hips like Celebration,
mm-hmm.
Hata Don't Flash, Take a Bow, and Find Help to Help Me Get Up,
mm-hmm.
Into the Grooves of My Thighs.
Oh.
And they are going to be calling it 2018 the Madonna Pause Tour. She is also old.
Oh, don't be mean to her. She's still doing her thing.
She is, and
Terry
she looks
Richardson
great.
Is what it is. I knew it. I thought it was Richardson.
Creepy Uncle Terry. Now, we know that George Clooney, he's a new dad to twins.
Aww.
With his wife, Amal, of Millennia. And they figured out a way to kind of integrate himself with passengers on a flight and their newborns. According to a spy, apparently, they just said spy here, trip home to the UK with his twins. He gave all the first class passengers noise canceling headphones.
Oh, that's nice.
It was.
Jeez.
Now, of course, they had the logo of his Casamigos tequila, along with a note apologizing ahead of time if the twins had cried. Now, they say even Quentin Tarantino, who was on board, wore the headphones, the spy said, but the babies didn't make a peep. Now, just when you think that guy is so generous,
mm-hmm.
I will tell you this story. Love or hate him, you want to be George Clooney's friend. I know I want to be, and here's why. He once gave 14 of his friends $1 million. On MSNBC's show Headliners, George's buddy Randy Gerber told an awesome story. It was back in 2013. George had invited Randy and 13 of the other friends to his place for dinner.
Yeah?
Of course.
Everybody comes over just to have a dinner during Christmas?
Just to hang out. And, of course, they have a group, and they have a group name, and it'll be on trivia tomorrow.
You know, I have a story that has never been told before, and it pretty much sums up who George is.
Dramatic music.
There's a group of guys that we call the boys. George had called
boys.
Me
boy.
And the boys. And
back said, in town.
Mark September 27th, 2013 on your calendar.
Okay.
Everyone's going to come to my house for dinner. Everyone has a seat. Sitting in front of each of us on the table is a black, like, Tumi bag, you know, luggage. And George begins to say, listen, I want you guys to know how much you've meant to me and how much you mean to me in my life. I came to L.A. I slept on your couch. I'm so fortunate in my life to have all of you. And I couldn't be where I am today.
Okay, he gave $1 million. This story's taking way too long.
Dollars.
God damn it. Inside of each one was $1 million in cash, all in 20s. And on top of it, George told them that he paid all the taxes too. So they literally walked out with $1 million to their name.
Those people would have been so annoying that Christmas because you're like, oh, man, did you see? I got these new gloves. I got a new belt. I'm so excited. And they go, George Clooney gave me $1 million.
Yeah. Exactly. But also, what do you give George back? Because you're like, I got you some socks and a mug with your world's greatest dad on it. But yeah, $1 million.
In 20s, that's still 50,000 bills.
Damn.
All in a suitcase.
That's
they don't
awesome.
Match each other. The boys are back in town and much richer. Yeah. Disney is expected to close a deal tomorrow to purchase the film and TV properties of 21st Century Fox. You know what this means, boys? You know what this means for all of us?
What?
We finally, maybe, get to see Wolverine mix it up with the Hulk.
Yeah.
That's right. Long before Marvel had its own studio, it was owned by Disney. It used to license its characters out to other studios. And to this day, Fox owns X-Men, which includes Deadpool and also the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I just realized that perhaps I'm playing the Avengers theme.
Well.
But it's in the Marvel universe.
Yeah, they
know it sounds very exciting. Now, that's why none of those characters have ever shown up in what's now referred to as the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But if the deal happens, the floodgates are open. Sony has the rights to Spider-Man, but Marvel made the deal with them, which is why they recently joined the wider Marvel Universe. Now, sadly, any Wolverine that we see going forward probably will not be Hugh Jackman.
Oh.
Over the 17 years he's played the character, he said he has fantasized. He has actually physically masturbated to doing a movie with Iron Man and the Hulk. But he also says, I think, unfortunately, the ship has sailed for me. I'm Hugh Jackman.
He's too old now.
And for someone else, I would like to see Wolverine in there or inside me. Hmm? What?
What? Huh?
New production of this classic right here.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
That is correct, and it's going to be the next live action to appear broadcasted on NBC.
Okay, you keep talking about these, and I hear all the stories about the live action things. I never actually see them.
Because it's only one time, and then it's on Hulu afterwards.
Maybe I'm just missing it then.
I just saw a commercial for a live action Christmas Story, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So it's happening. Don't call me a liar. But anyways, Jesus Christ. It's going to be live on NBC Easter Sunday, which ironically falls on April 1st, also known as
April Fool's Day.
That's correct. Now, what could be more ironic? They just cast this guy to be in it.
Ted Nugent?
Nope. It rhymes with Phallus Pooper.
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper's right. He is set to appear
Pooper.
In Jesus Christ Superstar Live next year. This will be directed by BBC Theater director David Lever, and Cooper will play King Herod in the program. They say Alice Cooper, who's theatrically is the stuff of legend, is the perfect rock star to play Herod in our live production. Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice wrote a show-stopping musical number for him. They look forward to the King of Shock Rock taking on King of Judea.
Cool.
As the casting for Superstar ramps up, they feel the excitement building for the brand new concert experience for what has long been considered the original rock musical by the Catholics.
I hate to say this, I've never actually seen Jesus Christ Superstar.
I'm glad you said that, because then I don't hate myself that much for not actually seeing Jesus Christ Superstar.
I've never seen it, but my mom had the soundtrack on vinyl when I was little, so yeah. I would rock out to that song she was just playing.
Go ahead.
Well, Jesus.
It didn't stick with him. You got to put on some Pippin. That's what's really going to get him in the mood. That's
Wayne.
Favorite play of all time.
Pippin in a box of tissues. Mm-hmm. Now, they say Cooper is also set to be played by the mighty Boosh's Noel Fielding in a new series of Sky Arts called Urban Myths. And I guess this is the story, the one they're going to tackle with Alice Cooper at least, is when he became very good friends with Salvador Dali. And that's going to be played by David Suchet.
I don't know who that is.
Suchet. In 1973, and attending a bizarre birthday party at Dolly's home. So that's two things to look forward to. Alice Cooper's coming back, baby.
Yeah, plus the Phallus Pooper thing, too.
This is kind of interesting, but over the last few months, the Weinstein Effect has retroactively altered the perception of countless movies, right? People were wondering, like, now do I watch it? Am I supporting it? Well, do I have the website for you, my friends? Presenting Rotten Apples. Rotten Apples.
Like Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes, but it allows you to see how many alleged harassers were involved in a movie or TV show.
Nice. That's a good call.
They say everything from Louis, The Usual Suspects, which was directed by Bryan Singer and stars Kevin Spacey, feels different now, but you can go to this site, and it's surprisingly difficult to find a fresh apple. I guess a lot of harassment in Hollywood. But a few recent critical favorites passed the test. Call Me By Your Name, Lady Bird, The Shape of Water, all fresh apples. Because Miramax and the Weinstein Company released and or produced so many lauded films over the last couple decades, however, they do not have. They have the rotten apples, and it kind of sets this goal to further drive awareness of how pervasive sexual misconduct in film and television is.
Well, it works really well. It's the rotten APPL.ES, and you just put whatever movie in it, it tells you.
But why go to Rotten Apples when you can see some skin? Because Mr. Skin has released the 10 best nude scenes of the year, my friends. And Sean, you're going to be excited.
I don't know that I've seen any nude scenes this year.
Coming in at number 10, Amy Schumer in her right boob in Snatch.
Okay.
She makes the cut. Kristen Stewart at number 9 with Personal Shopper. I remember that movie. I don't remember the nude scene.
I don't think I saw that.
Then Carrie Russell in The Americans, then Jessica Biel, number 5 with The Sinner. I've yet to see that, but I know Muffin Lady's a big fan. Now to the top 5 of Mr. Skin's best nude scenes of the year. Alison Brie's coming at number 4 for Glow. Natalie Krill in the Canadian film Below Her Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's below her mouth. Perhaps some nudity.
Probably.
Lily James in the World War II drama The Exception. That's the exception to be watching the movie, knowing I'm going to see some nudes.
I haven't even heard of that.
And coming in at number one is Christina Ricci, Z, The Beginning of Everything. And after seeing her nudes, it was the beginning of an erection.
Z, The Beginning of Everything? Where do they find these movies?
That's sexy sex for I Have No Idea.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I'll leave you with this. This guy right here, his name may be small, but he caused a lot of damage monetarily.
Oh, 50 Cent.
50 Cent is right. So what I meant is 50 Cent causes $1,000 in damages.
What'd he do?
He crushed it, literally, at a performance over the weekend. He stepped on and broke $1,000 worth of DJ equipment. He was singing Into Club over in Miami, and then he jumped from a speaker to the VIP table to the top of the DJ booth, but landed right on the mixer and damaged it completely.
DJ must have been pissed.
Well, 50 offered to pay for it, and he said, no, the broken mixer was worth every single penny. He is welcome to come back and jump on our DJ equipment anytime. He literally brought down the house, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations, 50. You made the news again. On the boob tube, the fourth season premiere of The Librarians on TNT, the third season finale of Mr. Robot on USA, the series premiere of The Fake News with Ted Helms. Ted Helms.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Helms? Nelms?
Yeah, Ted Helms.
On Comedy Central, and you can catch Dennis Rodman with Colbert. Happy hump day, Chodes.
Thank you, Sabrina. Live trivia when we come back. Call us now if you'd like to play 407-916-1041 or toll free 1-888-978-1041. Everybody else, and that means you around the world, you're playing along in the News Junkie app. Get that fired up and ready to go. Work your way on to the top 50 scoreboard and answer quickly to the phones next, 407-916-1041 or toll free 1-888-978-1041. Live trivia up next with the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Mainlining today's top stories.
You're listening to the News Junkie, Sean Wasson. We could be giants.
The last of the hometown heroes. The last live trivia. In just a moment, get the app up and ready to go as you play along from wherever you are around the world. Get on that scoreboard. The winner this week on the app side of things is going to get the only giveaways for the Just Okay Holiday Party. We're giving away two VIP tickets to Friday, this Friday's Just Okay Holiday Party at Hard Rock Live. And if you're on top of that scoreboard on the app, you are good to go. Best of luck to you over there. Let's get things started with live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. You can play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What?
Unless you don't have it, in which case get it at thenewsjunkie.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
It's live trivia for a Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. Seven questions, two callers, and you. You're playing along in the News Junkie app. Good luck over there. Kicks off in about 45 seconds. Live trivia brought to you by Nations Trucks and NationsTrucks.com. Let's pick players. Nick, Phallus Pooper, Tony, Little Dicky, or Sean Does Butt Stuff.
How about Tony?
Tony is over here. Tony, are you with us?
Yes.
There he is. Tony and who else?
Excited, Tony. Phallus Pooper.
That's up here. Phallus Pooper, are you there?
Hello.
All right there. Phallus Pooper and Tony are players in live trivia today. Best of luck to the two of you. Only one can be a winner, and you are playing along in the News Junkie app in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Number one, the wife of embattled Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, who lost last night, was fighting back against accusations about her husband during a campaign rally this week. What'd she say? She said, our dog is black. One of our attorneys is a Jew. Our gardener is a Mexican. Or my husband just loves mall food courts. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, my goodness. The fourth one.
The fourth one, of course, yes. And Phallus Poop, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the second one.
Alice Pooper, I should say. Number two, Keaton Jones' mother is now under fire for old posts to Facebook. This phenomena of being briefly adored by the public until a distasteful pass is exposed is called this by the internet and me. Is it milkshake duck, copy pasta, Irma Gerd, or sad Keanu, Phallus Pooper?
Oh, can you say those again?
Is it milkshake duck, copy pasta, Irma Gerd, or sad Keanu?
Milkshake duck.
And Tony, your turn?
The copy one.
Moving on to number three. A custodian at an Ohio elementary school has gone viral for spreading cheer in the school's hallways. He's doing it with his incredible singing voice. What's his name? Is it Quentin Chingmi? Can I enter your booty? I think is what I've... No, I got it wrong. Let me start over. Quentin Chingmi, can I eat your booty? Gordon Gnomes or Wilbert Knight? Which one of those is the correct answer, Tony?
Gordon Gnomes.
Phallus Pooper.
Gordon Gnomes.
Number four, on a Saturday, a passenger on a Southwest Airlines flight threatened to kill everybody. In fact, it was this Saturday. The plane she threatened to kill everybody on the plane after she was caught doing this. Was she caught smoking in the bathroom, watching beheading videos, having sex in the bathroom, or sleeping in the bathroom? Phallus Pooper.
Smoking in the bathroom.
Tony.
Smoking.
We go to number five. Australian Secret Intelligence Service, or ACES, has launched an online test to find people who are cut out for the work done by the intelligence agency. What's the website? Is it ossifiedinformation.au, servicethesecrets.au, morehumanintelligence.com.au, or jobforsmarties.oi? Go ahead, Tony.
Jobs for Smarties.
Phallus Pooper.
I'm going to go with the first one.
Okay, and we're going to go to number six. Netflix has defended a tweet that revealed 53 people had watched its new Christmas film every day for 18 days in a row. What's the title of the film? A Christmas Prince, Miracle and a Quickie on 34th Street, Die Harder, or Frosty the Red-Nosed Elf? Phallus Pooper.
Oh, can you say those again?
Of course I can. A Christmas Prince, Miracle and a Quickie on 34th Street, Die Harder, or Frosty the Red-Nosed Elf?
The first one.
And Tony.
Christmas Prince.
Number seven, the final question. Yesterday we learned that Eminem's parents were once in a band that played in Ramada Inns all along the Dakotas and in Montana before they broke up. What was the band called? Vaseline Tigers, Daddy Warbucks, Agatha Hands Again, or Skittles and Company? Go ahead, Tony.
Skittles and Company.
Phallus Pooper.
Skittles and Company.
Okay, good. Yeah, you know, Skittles and Company. You guys did well.
Eminem, Skittles. Mm-hmm. That's why I put it there.
That one, just there's always one or two that stand out. That's okay. That's the joke answer.
Tony picked all of the joke answers.
Yeah, Tony, you might not have done that great. Let's check out how they did. Tony and Phallus Pooper playing each other in live trivia today. You ready to go through these, Sabrina?
Oh, yeah.
We'll start with number one. The wife of Roy Moore fought back against allegations about her husband. Did she say, our dog is black, one of our attorneys is a Jew, our gardener is a Mexican, or my husband just loves small food courts?
Tony said, my husband just loves small food courts.
Of course.
Fake news, that answer was wrong. It was Phallus Pooper that said one of our attorneys is a Jew, and guess what, fake news, that answer was right.
Number two, Keaton Jones' mother is now under fire for old posts to Facebook. This phenomena of being briefly adored by the public until a distasteful past is exposed is called this by the internet and me. Is it milkshake duck, copy pasta, Irma Gerd, or sad Keanu?
You okay?
Yeah.
You've had your hand up.
Yeah, my neck is killing me right now.
Tony said copy pasta, and that answer should have been copied and said it was wrong. Phallus Pooper said milkshake duck, and that answer was right.
Number three, a custodian at an Ohio elementary school has gone viral for spreading cheer in the school's hallways with his beautiful voice. Was it Quentin Chingmi, Can I Eat Your Booty, Gordon Gnomes, or Wilbert Knight?
Both the players said Gordon Gnomes.
Good old Gordon Gnomes.
What does that sound like?
Gordon Gnomes, like garden gnomes?
That's right. And they got it wrong. Correct answer was Wilbert Knight.
Number four, on a Saturday, this Saturday, in fact, passenger on a Southwest Airlines flight threatened to kill everybody on the plane after she was caught doing this. Smoking in the bathroom, watching beheading videos, having sex in the bathroom, or sleeping in the bathroom.
Phallus Pooper and Tony both said smoking in the bathroom, and that answer was right.
Final three, number five, Australian Secret Intelligence Service, ACES is what they call it, launched an online test where they want to find out if you're cut out for their intelligence agency. Is it ossifiedinformation.au? ServiceTheSecrets.au, MoreHumanIntelligence.com.au, or JobForSmarties.oi.
Phallus Pooper said OssifiedInformation.au, and that answer was down on da. It was Tony that said JobsForSmarties.oi.
That makes sense.
Dot oi.
Dot oi.
Correct answer was morehumanintelligence.com.au.
There was a bunch of people emailing about that, saying they got a whole bunch of them right, that they made it a lot farther. It's pretty fun regardless. If you didn't try that out, it's a good waste of time. morehumanintelligence.com.au. Number six, Netflix has defended a tweet that revealed 53 people watched its new Christmas film every day for 18 days in a row. What's the title of the new film? A Christmas Prince, Miracle, and a Quickie on 34th Street, Die Harder, or Frosty the Red-Nosed Elf?
Both the players said A Christmas Prince, and that answer was right. Merry Christmas.
Final question. Yesterday, we learned that Eminem's parents were in a band. They played in Ramada Inns along the Dakotas-Montana border. Then they broke up. What was the band called? Vaseline Tigers, Daddy Warbucks, Agatha Hands Again, or Skittles and Co.
Tony and Phallus Pooper both said Skittles and Co.
Of course they did.
Daddy Warbucks is the right answer. Obviously, they got that wrong. But we do have Winner of Live Trivia, and that's Phallus Pooper.
All right. Yay. Congratulations, Phallus Pooper. You're the winner of Live Trivia. It was not a glorious win, but a win nonetheless. Less. No T on the end of that. And let's see what we have for prizes today, Celia.
I have a Star Wars The Last Jedi prize pack, which includes tickets to see The Last Jedi on opening weekend. That's this weekend.
The weird thing is, it's only playing Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. No, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. They are not screening Star Wars anywhere this Friday.
Yeah. I know.
There's a rumor that the Star Wars cast is actually going to be at Hard Rock Live Friday.
I've heard people talking about that. Yeah, they might be over there. Who knows?
Well, you'll be also qualified to win a copy of Star Wars Battlefront 2 on PS4. And I have a pair of tickets to the AutoNation Cure Bowl also going on this weekend on Saturday with that big pregame tailgate concert. Andy Grammer going to be on stage. And they're going to bring the teams together to find a cure for cancer. More info at realradio.fm, keyword cure.
What is your favorite of all of them? Andy Grammer song, Celan.
I'd have to say, the way he does.
You're not Googling right now.
No, right? No. Good to Be Alive.
Oh, great song, great song.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to Be Alive.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good to Be Alive.
Mm-hmm, not dead. So, I don't remember all of it.
It's bad to be dead, but it's good to be alive. I'm Andy Grammer.
He says that in all of his songs. Yep. Mm-hmm. Says his name over and over.
It's like a Lord from South Park.
Uh-huh. Is that it for the prizes?
That is.
Let's take a look at the scoreboard in the News Junkie app.
At the top spot with 2,020 points, username keeps the lead from myself at number two. That's Ask Julio at three. Took My Shepherd Levy with the Levy's Bri. Fancy Nancy. Panta J. Loon. Mama Pamps. The Dita. Itty Bitty Titches. Or OMG It's Price at 10. The back five look like Shan Shan, Comb That Chest Hair, Eddie Ray, Big Snack 98, and Not a Native.
Thank you all for playing along. We appreciate it. You too can join in on the fun. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store, and you can play live trivia with us each and every day. A controversial arrest of three men. The reason why, what led to this, the details, they're all on the way. It's The News Junkie on Real Radio.
Skirting the statute of limitations under a thinly veiled Mexican pseudonym. This is The News Junkie.
We don't wanna go home. We all see us.
Well, this is a story that is coming full circle. And in South Florida, three men have now been charged in the horrific shark dragging incident that sparked outrage last summer. I don't know if you guys remember this video. Did you see this, Sabrina, where the guys were dragging the shark behind the boat?
Oh, yeah. And people lost their minds. It went viral and they started identifying them and their douchey ways.
Yeah, I don't remember how they ended up catching it, or maybe they're fishing for something else and they ended up hooking this little shark and they just dragged it behind the boat. But people were upset with this. And then they went on one of these sort of witch hunt type events where they were trying to find each person and identify them and, you know, get them. They wanted revenge for the shark, I guess. They've arrested Michael Wenzel, Robert Lee Bennick, and Spencer Heintz. They were identified as the three guys in this video where the speedboat was dragging the shark. Each was charged with two felony counts of aggravated animal cruelty, while Wenzel, 21, and Bennick, 28, were also charged. I've never even heard of this. I don't think that this is used that much in a court of law. They were charged with using illegal means to grab a shark, which is not something you could do, but that's a charge somewhere. As we've said, since this video and other images came to light, these actions have no place in Florida, where we treasure and conserve our natural resources for everyone, according to Florida Fish and Wildlife. So they've arrested them now, and even the governor has weighed in. He was outraged by the video. We have no tolerance for this stuff.
Even grew one eyebrow hair.
He is he's pretty hairless, just all told, Rick Scott is. But Wenzel was also charged with possession of a fake ID and underage drinking. All of them got in quite a bit of trouble. When will people learn? The stuff you post on social media doesn't just go into some sort of vial and only your best friends see it and nobody's going to find this.
Facebook,
it's out there.
Instagram, Twitter, y'all see this?
I don't understand why people keep getting caught up on this. Here's the process. You do something stupid. You film yourself doing something stupid.
Money.
And you end up on the front page of MediaTakeout.com. That's the process. That's how it goes, and they talk about how you're a thought or you're a scripper. I'm learning more and more lingo every day from MediaTakeout.com. It's a favorite part of the morning, always. Just go in there, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that word. Okay. I pick up a little something each day. Eventually, I'm going to come in here and talk to you guys, and you're going to think I am so cool.
No, because you will make it uncool.
I'll just be dropping words and you'll be like, wow, yeah. Sean, I didn't think you were a cool guy, but you sound super lit right now and about as max cool as one can get.
Max cool is definitely not one of them. Lit is used improperly. What I do want to do, because you think that you know, is I'm going to compile after Just Okay. A list maybe of terms.
Yeah.
And I want you to be able to define them. It'll be a quiz.
Please, I got that down.
And if you got it, if you get 100%, maybe even if you get 90%, which is a solid A in college, then I will respect that perhaps you have some sort of knowledge with the kids.
All I need you to do is say, Sean Wasson, I think you're the coolest person in the building.
Coolest.
Most cool.
No, the coolest person in the building is everyone on the beat.
I think you're cool. Yeah, because I can't even take that. If you said coolest person even in the building, I couldn't take it. You're right. Those guys over at the beat are a lot cooler than I am. But I'm going to get this down. I'm going to figure this whole thing out. I promise you that much. What do you think you know about your significant other? Do you think you know everything? You think you know all the details? Like when you're dating somebody, have you ever dated somebody and then found out a big secret about them that they weren't telling you at all?
Yes, 100%.
I don't know if I've ever had like a secret so much that you're like, wow, okay, I don't know how I didn't figure that out kind of thing.
It was not so much a secret, but it was a secret that they lied about everything that they said. So
like their whole story?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, just a bunch of stuff. And so the secret was that everything I was told was a lie.
Yeah. And you know, I think sometimes you get mad at yourself for that stuff. Like, why didn't I figure this out? I've never really been in that situation where somebody had something that they were not telling me. See, have you had that before?
I haven't, but I know my friend's mom was dating this guy for a while. And it turned out, after a couple of years, he finally had to come clean with her that he was younger than he originally said he was.
Really?
Yes.
That's a big one.
It got to the point where, well, because when he met her at a bar, she had made some comment like, you better not be any younger than this. And he's like, and he, I think, probably just wanted to burn.
Oh, okay. So
it started out as a lie, as a little fib.
Just
to,
a white lie.
To get laid. And then they ended up, you know, having a long-term relationship to the point where his family had to celebrate birthdays with the wrong number on the cake.
Oh,
like,
wow.
he was making everybody
this
else lie.
This must be just digging into his core, and he just eating him alive.
At that point, how do you not find out, though? I mean, you have to have your spouse's birthday information.
They never traded that well. Like, you just made up this fake birthday, but they never saw the ID or anything?
I think if she did, she just never did the math or never really clicked. But yeah, for a long time, he was holding that. I mean, because they were of the age where it's not like he's not getting in somewhere because of it.
Sure.
Yeah, he
you
is.
Know. He wasn't a kid. He was just a little bit younger than she was expecting, I'm imagining.
The only place he wouldn't have been getting in was her.
I like the idea of having a lie that stupid.
Yeah.
And then you have this moment where you sit down and you're like, I got to tell you something. This is something I haven't shared with you. I'm actually this old. And the other person's like, I thought you were going to say you had cancer or cheated on me.
Said,
okay, who cares? You're younger than I thought you were. Actually, be like a little bit of a bonus, maybe.
Would it? Because I feel like people be like, what else have you lied about?
Yeah, that's true. Somebody catches you in that and they'll go, this is so elaborate. And then you know what? They're probably mad at your parents and everybody else who did the fake birthday party stuff. Because now they feel like everybody's been lying to them over this history of time. The reason I ask is because they had this pipe bomb explosion. This guy who was trying to be a suicide bomber in New York City, and it went wrong. He injured a couple of people, but it wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been. They contacted his wife, and his wife said, oh, God, I had no idea. I didn't know that that was happening. I didn't know that he was radicalized. I didn't know that he was going to do anything.
Really?
And I wondered, do you think you could hide something like that? Because they always say that. During the Pulse nightclub coverage afterwards, in the aftermath of all that, I remember Omar's wife saying, I had no idea. I had no idea about that. And I think to myself, no, I don't believe that. And especially with her, because she was driving him to the location and stuff. I don't know. Now, this woman, who's the wife of this guy who tried to blow himself up in New York, she lives in Bangladesh. So for 7 years, she's been in Bangladesh and he's been here. So a little easier to hide some things that you're doing like that. Hard to believe, though, that never came up in conversation. Yeah. She's saying she did not know he was radicalized.
How was your day, honey? Good. We went and got some groceries. Also got radicalized by ISIS.
Got my pipe bomb already. She's saying that, nope, I had no clue. Let's talk to BJ. You're on Real Radio. Hello, BJ.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Go ahead.
I had a significant other that I was married to for about 2 years, and we got a 3-year-old now and everything, and came down to one night, we were sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden, I had cleaned out the bathroom a couple weeks prior and gotten everything out of the medicine cabinet I didn't think was important. I wasn't paying attention to any of it, but I guess I had thrown out some of her medication that was hiding something, and then one night, we're sitting on the couch eating ice cream, smoking a bowl, getting ready to go to bed, and then I see a giant sore on her face, and I what? What is that?
No.
And she's, there's something I've been hiding from you for a long time. And I was like, what? Whoa, no.
Didn't even try to lie her way out of it. She just, what's that sore? And she spilled.
All I could say was, I looked at her, and it was the only time in my life I've ever had a surreal moment like that where I just said, what have you done?
So she had herpes the whole time?
Yeah, the whole time. And I guess she was taking medications for it and like, after we got split up, I had to go to the doctor like every 3 months for a couple of years just to make sure that I was all right.
Did you get split up because of that, BJ?
Well, after that, then we kind of started looking into more stuff. It turns out there was a...
That would have been the one.
Yeah, after that, I was like, maybe I should start being a little bit more suspecting and start looking into some stuff. Turns out that that wasn't the only thing. I guess if somebody can keep something that
chlamydia, too,
such a long time.
All right, thank you, BJ. I should have put a bigger comma in that. Was that the one that one broke you up? Oh, okay. All right, we'll move on from there. I just find that so crazy to think that somebody could have a secret that big. I actually remember when I was 24, 25, a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, was dating this girl, and she came from out of nowhere. But she said she was from Texas, and she just started hanging out with the whole crew of people that I was hanging out with. See her at the bar and all that stuff. And they started dating, and they were close. Everybody was already talking about how these guys, this couple is going to get engaged. He finds out in one of those moments like that, because there's always a little bit of clues here or there. You always get like a just an idea, something's going on. He finds out she had a whole family back in Texas and three kids.
Oh yeah,
she had three kids, and she left them all behind because she had a big drug problem and stuff, and moved to Florida and just ditched her family. And when you find one like that, when there's a secret on that level, I think it's pretty hard to stay together in that couple. The New York bombing suspect's wife said, I did not know about any of this. CNN says, Kayed Ula, who is accused of detonating a homemade explosive in a pedestrian subway tunnel at a bus terminal near Times Square, was born in Bangladesh, but legally moved to the U.S. in 2011. His wife, who remained in Bangladesh when he moved to Brooklyn, said he never mentioned radicalization or planning these types of activities, according to a Bangladeshi police spokeswoman. Also, that whole living that far apart thing is so much more common in Asia, in India in particular, Bangladesh, in these countries. I had a friend who recently went to India, and they toured all around the country. And one of the cities that they went to, they said they kept running into people, and they'd talk about their husband or their wife, and they lived in another country. And they just, for years and years and years, they live apart and be married between people. So I guess that's a little more commonplace. There was just some things about the relationship that I thought were absolutely bizarre. Quickly before the break, a pop star is in some trouble. I don't know if we could find any music from her. Shima, S-H-Y-M-A is her name. Shima?
Say it one more time.
S-H-Y-M-A.
Yep. No Shima here.
She's a pop star in Egypt.
And that's probably why.
She's been jailed for 2 years for, of all things, eating a banana. She made a video.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Where she ate a banana and poured milk on the banana and licked the banana a little bit. And
oh, I remember. We talked about this.
Did we, when this first came out?
Yeah. Now she's in jail for eating a banana.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. She appeared to treat a banana like she was giving it oral pleasure for her music video, which also includes footage of her licking an apple. She also danced in her underwear, God forbid, in front of a blackboard with the words, class number 69.
Oh, yeah.
The video for her song, I Have Issues. Now she does. Shyama Ahmed was arrested and has now been sentenced to 2 years in jail for what she did to the banana.
So what we talked about in the past was when, I think it was Twitch, came out with these new rules.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the rules was that you were not to eat bananas live on Twitch.
Yeah.
Because I guess people were doing it in a sexy manner.
Well, people on Twitch have, there's a whole section for just like life casting or, you know what they call it? IRL streaming is what they call it.
Oh, I have that, yeah.
And they'll be eating or they'll do whatever. And there's a bunch of women who, you're not allowed to be naked. So they'll just do really sexually suggestive stuff and pretend it's innocent. Hopefully none of them are from Egypt, because it turns out if you are, you're going to spend some time in Egyptian prison, which does not sound like a great, great time. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Our wall is waiting for all your insights, not fit for radio broadcast.
Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting SeacoastBank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. Cooking up today's lead stories. This is the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
Jury duty. Plus some of your dispatches in just a moment. Friday's a big day. It's going to be the fourth annual Just Okay Holiday Party, and a lot of people emailing, what's the number? How do I get the tickets by phone again? Because that's a handy way to do it. You save yourself some money on the service charges. You make a quick phone call right this moment, and bingo, bango, bongo, you're all set for Friday. You're hanging out with us at the biggest event of the year, and you're going to be watching amazing acts. We talked about Titano is going to be there. He's a world-famous, world-record-holding strongman. Gigi Deluxe, who's going to kill me at some point in time, I'm pretty sure, with her archery tricks and everything that she does. She's been on TV all over the country and all over the world, in fact, doing her amazing act. So many others, 20 Penny Circus. Grandson will be headlining the event. You're going to want to be there.
Savvy's Little Helpers, yeah, they'll be there too.
Savvy's Little Helpers will be playing throughout the evening.
We had our final dress rehearsal last night.
What do you mean dress rehearsal? You actually dressed up in the outfits you're going to wear?
Yeah.
You have something specific as far as an outfit that's going on?
May or may not have some outfit changes.
Oh, okay.
See also,
yeah.
I don't know if you want to, there's something I want to add.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal, and I told the boys, the crew, that perhaps it was going to be a surprise, but I just can't help myself. I'm pulling Sean Wasson. We've added two members.
Wait, Savvy's Little Helpers is getting bigger.
Yes, Savvy's Little Helpers went from a four-piece. Now, when you say piece, does that include the vocalist?
Yeah, vocalist is one of the pieces.
Went from a four-piece to a six-piece.
Wow.
And just wait. I mean, there's other instruments involved.
Okay. All right, well, that's going to be one of the things going on at the big event this Friday at Hard Rock Live, but you need to get your tickets. So it's 407-351-LIVE, 407-351-LIVE. That'll save you some money. You'll be able to get the tickets now. Then you'll have everything. You'll get your magnet when you go there.
Boom, done and done. If you didn't have time to write that down, you could mosey on over to my Instagram. I posted one of our posters reminding people that they will regret it for the rest of their lives if they don't show up on Friday, along with the number there.
You definitely will. Don't make that mistake. Come hang out with us on Friday for the fourth annual Just Okay Holiday Party. 407-351-LIVE. Let's see. Do we have time for any dispatches? I don't know. I'm kind of running. Let's do a couple. Here is Jordan with a dispatch.
Good afternoon, junkies. So, when I was in high school, my mom used to fill my my stocking with, a whole bunch of stuff. Like, toothpaste, maybe a new toothbrush, deodorant, condoms,
Your mom gave me a condom?
Things that we needed in life.
I never got condoms. That would have been different, but let's see. Here's Brian.
I just want to say thank you to C-Lane for correcting that guy on his Star Wars quote. Everybody says, Luke, I am your father. But
Luke.
Come on, people. That's not what he says. And Sean, watch the damn movies.
I know more about Spaceballs than I do about Star Wars. I know more lines and ludicrous speed and all the different stuff.
Ludicrous is in that?
No, just ludicrous speed. So when you're really traveling in space, I'll get to it at some point in time. Here's that one guy.
What's up, guys? I just had a quick question about the Just Okay Holiday Party.
Okay.
One, for those who would really like to attend but just absolutely cannot, would it be all right for us to pay forward some tickets, like buy some tickets for people who can just show up?
Sure.
But still, like, get all the, the goodies, like the vault show and access to the vault and stuff like that.
There's been a bunch of people asking me this. They're saying, hey, I have a ticket and something terrible came up and I'm not going to be able to make it. Will I still get my stuff? And Can I send somebody else? I was like, yeah, you can give somebody else your ticket. You can give somebody else tickets if you want. You definitely do that. And if you do send somebody else with tickets, just have them get the stuff for you and bring it back. We can't like send it to you and then do this and do that. But have them grab it for you. Get your tickets at 407-351-LIVE. You can figure that part out afterwards. Also, no excuses. None of this, I got to work stuff.
Yeah,
it's
none
Friday
of this,
night.
My parents died or my kid is sick.
Your parents are still going to be dead after the Just Okay holiday party if they're dead right now. It's not going to change anything. By the way, condolences. Sorry to hear about your parents. Back to that one guy.
Also, being a Secret Show member, I would pay a little extra to see the video of the Just Okay holiday party when that comes out. If that's a when video does come out on the show, if that's a possibility. Just some thoughts. I know it's a kind of a bit late in the game, but hey, better late than never. Any hoodles, wiggle wiggle pop pop.
Yeah, we'll have a whole crew out there videotaping things, and there will be on the two big screens on the side of the stage a video so everybody can see what's going on. You'll be able to see if there's something going on the stage, and maybe you're a little ways away. Everybody will have a front row seat in so many ways. Will we take that and release it as a video? There'll be something. You'll be able to see it. We're not doing a live stream or anything like that because we want you to be there in person. 407-351-LIVE. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session, so put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by the DeWitt Law Firm. DeWittLaw.com. One of our sponsors of the Just Okay Holiday Party. And providing something for the fickle stash that we got yesterday is absolutely awesome. Absolutely very, very cool. And a large item, which came in 10 different boxes that I had to pick up, which is always a good time. But to everybody, it's going to be worth it when you see this. DeWittLaw.com, 1-800-DeWittLaw, and ask, A-S-K, at DeWittLaw.com. There is an issue right now in the state of California that is making some people upset. They are making some car thefts misdemeanors. And it's very specific. If somebody that was convicted of a felony for stealing a car can have that conviction reduced to a misdemeanor if the vehicle was worth no more than $950. Now, this was buried in some Prop 47 bill. And they say, look, if you get one of these, if you stole a car and the value of it, and I got, what do they do? Kelly Blue Book? I don't know how they determine the value.
On top of it, if you steal a car and then you damage it, obviously the value has gone down. So do you have to hope that you do that much damage that you lessen the value to $900?
Yeah, right. If you drive the car around, you're like, all right, I'm stealing it, and just start smashing it into the walls. All right, I think we're down to about $950 here. You are rewarded with lowering your felony car theft conviction all the way down to a misdemeanor. North Carolina Sheriff's Department doing an internal investigation after a meme was found making the rounds at the Henderson County Sheriff's Office in Hendersonville, North Carolina. The officers were sharing a photo of Narcan, which is the needle and medicine that they use to bring people who are overdosing on heroin usually back to life. And the image had that, and it says Narcan robbing Darwin of his bountiful harvest since 1971. The officers passing that around are being investigated currently, and the sheriff says, regarding the offensive slide, there's no excuse for it, regardless of the intention. I'm told it was an attempt at dark humor, but it was in no way humorous. I know it does not reflect the true heart of the actual sender or that of our staff and volunteers. I imagine they have a different way of thinking about Narcan, since a lot of them deal with it every single day. And finally, in jury duty, the serial killer, son of Sam, David Berkowitz, in hospital for heart surgery, not doing very well. That could be Charles Manson and son of Sam both dying in 2017. For now, he hangs on, and he's going through some stuff with heart surgery.
Well, let's see if he pulls through, because I was definitely in the works of getting him on the phone with us.
Oh, Son of Sam?
Yeah, it was a kind of a surprise.
David Berkowitz, 64 years old. Hopefully, well, I don't want to say hopefully he pulls through. Son of Sam, he's a murderer.
He's a terrible person, but
maybe he makes it. I don't know. Best of luck. I don't even want to wish him that. Well, he's on his deathbed, not doing very well at the moment. When we come back, another day, another person freaking out on a flight. What happened this time, we'll tell you in a second. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio is here, so you don't have to hear another terrible fan theory. So you're saying Rick from The Walking Dead is Jon Snow in a parallel universe?
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. You keep your headphones on. Real Radio 104.1. From high diving face first into the world's most viral newsroom. This is the News Junkie.
C-Lane is so excited. You know, you waited a really long time to try that out.
Yeah.
He is trying the Szechuan sauce.
I got to try it too.
Yeah. Am I saying that right? Szechuan. Whatever.
Szechuan.
The stuff that was made popular by Rick and Morty, once again, they had abandoned it.
Excuse me. It was made popular by the Disney original animation Mulan.
It was in Mulan?
No, it's just that was the sauce that came out when they were doing the rounds of promotion.
I've never seen that.
They first released it as a promotional item, like a special sauce.
Was that the first time ever? That was when it was released, and then Rick and Morty mentioned it and brought it back up?
I think so.
I didn't know.
Because it was really good, but they made that sauce for Mulan, and everyone loved it. Then it went away after Mulan went to VHS.
What is it? Is it like a Thousand Island kind of thing?
I don't know.
It's like a teriyaki.
Oh, is it?
I really liked it with the chicken nuggets.
You guys waited so long. C-Lane has had this since they did that campaign for McDonald's.
Correct.
Way back when. And then today you decide, I'm going to Uber Eats some food here to the studio.
Yeah, by the way, today and today only, Uber Eats is doing like free McNuggets.
Oh, really?
Free 10-piece McNuggets.
How do you find this stuff out?
You didn't mention that when you were offering Uber Eats.
Well, it would have to be like separate orders. You'll only get one.
Didn't you get something free from Uber Eats just a couple of months ago, too?
Yeah, on Burger Day. It wasn't Uber Eats. It was a different service.
Yeah.
I got that free burger delivered right to the station. It was delicious.
And now you got nuggets today?
Yeah, I was going on there to just get food anyway, and they were like, hey, by the way, free McNuggets today. And I was like, all right, I normally would not be a McNugget person, but they're free. Please give them to me.
Yeah, I'll take them.
And I figured today is no better day than any to bust open the Szechuan sauce and see what all the fuss is about.
Did it live up to the hype?
It was delightful.
Yeah? You guys both liked it?
Mm-hmm. I truly enjoyed it. And I'm surprised that you didn't notice, because it was when we were coming back from commercial break that C-Lane called me over, gave me the chicken nugget, and then I could see from the window, we're already starting the show, and both of us were out here.
You're mid-dunk?
I was talking to you with a chicken nugget in my hand the whole time, and then I snuck away, dunked it, ate it, and came back.
Once you get a segment started, to get that chicken nugget eating moment is a difficult thing sometimes. Do they still have Szechuan sauce, or it's done?
No.
You just happen to have it, and the nuggets, two things combined.
Correct.
All right, well, I guess it lives up to the hype. People go nuts over that. Are they still going for a lot of money on eBay?
I was looking around. Yes, people put them up there for a lot of money, but that doesn't mean, just because you put up a Szechuan sauce for $500 doesn't mean somebody's paying $500 for it. What you got to do, like, oh, there's one up here for $149.50. There's 16 people watching it.
Oh, but, that's a good sign.
$300. There's two people watching it, but what you can actually go into like the advanced search on eBay and say, all right, I want McDonald's Szechuan sauces, number of bids from 1 to 1,000.
Yeah.
At least, basically, I want, show me something that has at least one bid.
So you know it's actually going to go for that much money.
Yeah, now we know there's action. There's 17 bids, $61. 24 bids, $59.
That's still good.
So, yeah, the guy that wants $150 actually got his sponsored. So did the $300 guy.
Oh.
But there are bids. They're just going for, like, $50, $60-ish dollars.
People go so nuts for the limited run stuff. I won't forget when we did a promotion with McDonald's one time, and they had the special sauce, I think, in a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, we only have 50 or something or 100 at these locations. And we thought, well, is anybody going to care about this? People around the damn block, they went in like a minute because everybody wanted these. How much of that is people want them? How much of that is people are sort of speculating they're going to make some money off this thing?
There's a little of both, but some of that stuff has a shelf life. Like all of the McDonald's Big Mac sauces that they gave out, they pretty much said, hey, listen, this needs to be kept in the fridge and it will expire.
Yeah.
Like, because
you got mayo in it, right?
I think it does. But, you know, the stuff like that, you know, it's packaged and delivered to the restaurants to be immediately served and eaten.
Right.
You know, McDonald's doesn't make stuff that's supposed to be, you know, sitting in your pantry for a while.
Yeah, but what's crazy is that McDonald's does make stuff that if it does sit in your pantry, it's going to look exactly the same 5 years later.
That is so weird, that art thing or that experiment where they have a Happy Meal or a burger and fries from McDonald's that have been sitting out for God knows how long, years and years and years and years, and it just looks exactly the same. It doesn't fall apart. It's not like turning black. It looks, if you saw it on the counter and you walked by, you should go, oh, somebody left a burger behind. You should take a bite of it. That's scary a little bit.
If you were, I'm pretty sure, to swallow an entire fry, it may come back out just the same.
It'll rot right through. It'll survive pretty much anything if you just leave it out. The air does not make it go bad.
And also, McDonald's is delicious, and we love them.
Yeah, we're trying to get some free stuff here. There is a story out of Houston, Texas, and I'm 92% 93% positive that the guy did this on purpose. And it's all about this.
Star Trek. Whoa. Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Is correct. A man by the name of Mark Shields of Humble, Texas. He's a big fan of all things in Hill Valley, California. That is the town Back to the Future takes place in. So, being a huge fan of this stuff, he bought a DeLorean and did it all up almost exactly like the 1985 movie. And then he takes his car all over the country for events. He was headed to San Antonio and he was pulled over for speeding. The trooper said, the reason you're pulled over is because I'm giving you a speeding ticket for 88 miles an hour.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is the same speed in the movie. Guarantee you, this is how this story actually happened. This guy was speeding, he was being a dick, and he was going like 85 miles an hour, and he goes, oh, could you please give me a ticket for 88 miles an hour? Because then everybody will think it's so cool, what was the connection to the Back to the Future movie.
What was his connection?
What do you mean? Oh, he's just a huge fan. Oh. He's driving a DeLorean. He's driving around in a DeLorean, going all over the country for these events. I don't understand these people. I don't have anything in my life that I'm that dedicated to. Like, and I don't mean this offensively. Like, an autistic level of attention goes into your focus on this one item. I don't have anything like that. And I know some people who do, where you think of them and then you think of that thing. Like, this guy, you probably think of him and you think of Back to the Future. It's like part of his personality. It's like, we know a guy who's a friend of the show, listens to the show, who is a Marty McFly impersonator, mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
C-Lane loves to call him in his sleep.
That only happened one time.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't you call him and then just leave like an hour-long snoring voicemail to that guy? Of all people to butt dial and leave that message, the Marty McFly impersonator. But there's a lot of people that just have that laser focus on stuff like that. Over in Los Angeles, another person freaking out on a flight. I do not know why this is happening so much. It's a bit concerning, honestly, if you think about it. This time, a JetBlue flight was the source of this chaos. Here's what happened.
Took a strange turn when a man started biting other passengers.
CBS 2's Candace Crone is live at LAX with the video of what happened. Candace.
Yeah, a man on that flight told me that one of the passengers just went crazy, biting and hitting people. Cell phone video captured those bizarre moments on that JetBlue flight.
What the hell happened? You hear him screaming.
And you can see the passenger attacking the people next to him. Apparently, he knew them. At one point, the airline asked other passengers to help restrain the man. We're told a couple of doctors even tried to check the guy out, but he attacked them. The flight was headed from LAX to JFK Sunday. The plane was over the Utah area when the pilot turned around and made an emergency landing in Las Vegas. Police at McCarran Airport escorted the man off the plane. I spoke to a passenger by phone who jumped in to help.
I grabbed his hands behind his back and held them there while the flight attendant put the restraints on him. At that point, he started yelling and tried to come towards the flight attendant who was behind me at the time. I really had a hell of a time keeping him in place there.
That is scary as hell.
Seriously. And also, do they like hook them up with a thank you plane ticket after that? Like, thanks for holding down the guy that was biting everyone on the flight?
I have, thankfully, and I mean this, thankfully never had to make a diverted landing or an emergency landing. It definitely throws your schedule off like crazy. If you have a connecting flight, you're really screwed.
Oh, absolutely. Now, this wasn't the same situation necessarily. It wasn't a guy biting anybody, but a friend of mine who's a nurse was on a flight. Guy over the PA, they say, we need, is there a doctor in the house? Nobody but her. She stands up. She was the one that made the call to divert the plane because the man had a heart attack. And then they like tweeted her and gave her plane tickets.
I feel like if you're a doctor and somebody goes to the front of the plane, is there a doctor on board? You're like, oh, please be another doctor. Please be another doctor. And then when you realize you're the only one, all right, fine. Save the day once again. There's a guy biting another guy. Now what do I do? Duct tape him to a chair is what they do. At least they did that, I think, in this case and held this guy down. People are freaking out in planes, though. I don't know why that keeps happening. Back in a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
The game of magnets. Taking over the world one terrible person at a time. This is the News Junkie.
You can bet, you can play, you can try, you can pray. But nothing's gonna save you from the tidal wave. You can run, you can hide, you can leave, you can stay. But nothing's gonna save you from the tidal wave. You can bet.
More your dispatcher. In just a moment. I saw this article coming in this morning. And I see this stuff and I go, why are they doing this? Why? It's like people just want to create an argument most of the time. And when I read this, I was like, this is really going to get at people who are dog lovers. People who love dogs are protective about dogs. They are protective about their dogs in particular, but they have a close bond with these animals. And great, you know, but they see a story like this and they lose their minds, I'm sure, because it insinuates that they're a bad dog owner. And this whole article was about if you don't cook your dog homemade dog food, you're a bad pet owner. You're a bad companion to your dog.
Oh, no.
I said, I think the most important thing would just be if your animal is enjoying what it's eating.
Are you a bad parent if you don't make your child homemade baby food? If you use Gerber? God forbid.
I guess some people might even argue that. I mean, I would. I think it's insane to think that. I think you have your dog. And isn't the most important thing, I'm not an expert on dogs by any means. Add that to sports and some of the other stuff. But isn't it most important that you maintain a consistency to the stuff you're feeding the animal?
Yeah, changing their food really will screw up their system and they'll probably poop everywhere.
Yeah.
If you have to change their food, They tell you to do it little by little, to mix in some of the new food with the old food for a while and then slowly pull out the old food.
Yeah, well, this whole article was talking about how you're a terrible pet owner. You really don't love your dog because you're not making homemade dog food. And I guess you just put it on the stovetop and you cook up stuff and the different ingredients online. I knew somebody who did that before. Also not a fan of that. Not a fan of that for the reason that you have to store it in the refrigerator. And I have one rule, two rules, labels out. And then my other refrigerator rule is nothing in the refrigerator that's not something you should eat. And I used to date somebody who fed their pet wet food, like, you know, like the wet, the dog food in a can kind of thing.
Right.
And the cans are too big. And would put the can back in the refrigerator.
My roommate does that.
I do it too. There's caps for that. Why?
I don't know. I hate that. And I know,
but leaving it out would be disgusting. You know, they would break up the...
That's not good. No, I would say just to feed them cans the right size. You don't have to put it in the fridge. And there's no science behind this at all. This makes no sense. But in my brain, I picture the dog food fumes somehow infiltrating the other stuff in the refrigerator. And that bothers me. I don't know exactly why. But I don't think it makes you a bad dog owner to not go the extra mile and actually cook up dog food on your own. Though, some of these days when I walk through the grocery store, I look at this stuff and I go, holy cow, I can't believe how expensive it is. It might even be cheaper to make your own dog food. And I see people with these giant-ass bags. And I saw a video the other day. Oh, God, what city was it? Can you look this up for me? What's the northernmost city in Alaska? Because I cannot remember the name of the place.
The name is Barrow.
Yes, Barrow, Alaska. And there's a woman who lives in Barrow, Alaska, and she does YouTube videos with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Barrow, Alaska, you want to talk about a bad place to own a pet or to be in general. They don't have roads because the roads would freeze. That's how cold it is. The roads that they do have go nowhere. They don't connect to another city in Alaska. You're locked in there, and they have to fly all this stuff into the grocery store. In this YouTube video, this couple goes to their local store, and I can only compare it to like a Costco because they have all kinds of stuff. And the everything is so expensive. A half of a watermelon in Barrow, Alaska is $35.
Jeez.
A thing of Tide detergent was about $26 or $27.
Which, are they very rich over there?
No, well, they do make a lot of money because the state of Alaska and the United States government pays people just to stay there.
Right.
But they have to fly it in, and the weight makes it expensive. Even stuff that's not very heavy that just takes up a lot of room. Cereal boxes are like $12, $13, $14. Toilet paper. Think about this and if this would change any of your habits. In this YouTube video I saw about Barrow, Alaska, toilet paper is $2.99 a roll.
Oh my God.
Each individual roll. I'd be doing the two squares thing. Or maybe three. Four squares I would do. I would knock
four
it down
squares?
To
four squares. You can't do four. That's
I can get down to four squares. That would
Are
be.
Are you a folder or a crumbler? Because that really, I'm careful with your answer because it does say a lot about.
Oh,
you.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
So one of them is not good. You're saying?
I'm just saying like there will be judgment thrown upon you.
I fold
by the people listening.
Yeah,
you're a folder.
Fold. Yeah, yeah.
Fold. I'm a crumbler.
Oh, so one of us is not good then.
Yeah, it's definitely you, Sean, because I'm a crumbler, too.
Folder is not good?
Folder is signs of being a psychopath.
That's not a sign of being a psychopath. That's not true.
Yeah.
How could that be? That's just logical.
It's weird, though.
It's not logical.
You want more surface area. You have the most surface area possible.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then you're taking one surface and folding it over. That's what you're doing with your hands? That's disgusting.
I'm not folding it over. I'm putting it to use, getting rid of it, done with it.
Oh,
moving
no.
on.
You get at least two wipes out of one wad.
Or crumble.
We're different people. We do different things.
Yeah, Celia and I are normal, and you're a psycho.
We probably wipe different directions, too.
Ooh, is there a wrong direction?
Oh, my God.
Am I
are
doing
you
it
serious?
All wrong? This is like the South Park episode where they saw Butters and the way he sits on the toilet.
Oh, Butters. I caramba.
It's always the
same. It's me, Kenny.
There's
a lot of things wrong about that.
Mixing some things there.
But there was the South Park episode where Butters sat on the toilet to go to the bathroom backwards.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out that everybody else was doing it wrong.
Uh-huh.
Have I been doing it wrong my entire life?
Yeah. No, I think I have.
I go back forward, back to front.
Oh, back I do back to front.
Yeah.
I do back to front.
From your butt?
Yeah, that would be...
That's disgusting, and a lot of germs in that area, you guys.
I think this is different for women and men.
Of course it's different, but Think about it logically, since you like that word. If you're going back to front, things are collecting in an area.
No matter where you're
things
going.
Things are tainted, if you catch my drift.
No, I don't. This is. Thank God it's not lunchtime.
Thank God you finished that Szechuan sauce.
I get it all out of there. Yeah. Nothing's staying anywhere.
Mission accomplished.
My balls are clean.
Okay. All right.
Please stop it.
God. Well, that's the assumption of anti-back-to-fronters, is that you're just covering.
Oh, so you don't like anti-back-to-fronters, but you like anti-folders, which is way, I mean, this just makes more sense.
I'm not anti-fold.
Why do you think they
crumble?
They have lines in the paper, so you fold one on top of the other.
No, it's so that you could rip it off.
Yeah, that's to increase the detachability.
Is there anybody who does a hybrid? Like a hybrid,
I'm gonna make an origami
crumble. Could be the most effective one.
You could do that.
If you did that, that might work.
I think at times I'll find myself doing a hybrid.
I don't know how we got to this, but
what were we talking about?
Went a bunch of directions there, but when we come back, final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut, and today I learned to wrap everything up for a Wednesday. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Skewing your love-hate relationship with Facebook.
I did not sign up for this thing to get harassed by every moron in this office.
In which direction, we are not really sure. Facebook.com/RealRadio or Orlando. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting Seacoast. Send us your dispatches. Just make it interesting, or Sabrina's gonna hit you with a tuba. It's the News Junkie. Do you wanna get high?
Final dispatches. Stories that didn't make the cut, and today I learned to wrap everything up for a Wednesday. And what a week it has been for little Keaton Jones, who went from just some kid to a kid that everybody cared about because he was being bullied and made a video that went viral, to a kid whose mother was in photos with a Confederate flag, to a kid, and, you know, on and on and on. The latest is they found out Keaton Jones' father is in jail and is an avowed white supremacist with white power tattoos all over his chest.
Awesome.
So
there's that. Now, the kids have not only his physical appearance to make fun of, but TMZ was able to get other things that they could use as ammo.
Yeah, there is so much out there. It's like you learn so much, and you look at it and you go, oh, this poor kid, look at him, he's being bullied. And then all this stuff comes out and you go, that escalated quickly. We learned a lot there in a short period of time. I still say none of that has anything to do with the fact that the kid's getting bullied. If he's getting bullied, his message remains and you should feel the same way you did. But what a journey we go on with this stuff. Keaton Jones' mom is responding to criticism over her Confederate flag photo. She says, I can't take it back. If I could, I would. At the time I posted it, I didn't know anybody would ever see it. Now I am sorry. I am sorry. And I started thinking yesterday, and you guys think about this for a moment here, on my, and you know, internet past and all the different platforms that I've been on, my internet footprint, on Sabrina's internet footprint, on your C-Lane, your internet footprint. Do you think if there was a story about us that went viral like that and they started to dig in, do you think they would find something that you posted or a photo of you or anything that you did that's out there somewhere in your posting history where they could turn the story around on you?
I mean, probably, but I mean, some old tweets of mine really make me cringe. That's why I'm very thankful for TimeHop, because I'm able to see them.
Remember to delete them.
And then delete them afterwards. I'll be honest, like, the one thing that makes me kind of cringe a little bit is when you Google my name, it's like page two or three. Stop Googling my name. There is an essay that I wrote for a class my freshman year of college.
Here we go.
That, I mean, I was right out of school. I don't agree with anything I said in it.
Oh, boy.
And it's still up there. And I don't know how to necessarily, like, contact the teacher who has it posted, but I don't feel that way at all.
I don't see it.
Maybe it is gone.
No, hold on. Maybe it's the third page.
It was, like, typical. It sounded like I was raised and went to school in a Catholic school and then didn't realize what real life is. And my mother would be very proud of it if she stumbled upon it. But yeah. Nowadays, I don't necessarily agree with it.
That's not Ladyfingers, my hatchet list?
No.
No, that's my that's actual work from
That's not from
it's for Watermark.
When she was a kid. That's and that's a newer
thing. Have you guys even read my articles? Have you read my viewpoints?
Sure, yeah.
Said had some very nice things to say about both of you.
No, you never said anything nice about us in there.
Yes, I have.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I'll
take your apology.
I saw, if you did, I apologize. I did not see that. I saw that you wrote one about Jim Phillips.
Yes, I did.
Retiring. Did you write one about him unretiring? This is, I got to get another one out there.
I did not. I'm just going to reprint the one when he retires mm-hmm. again.
Yeah, just do that again. Rerun just that whole thing.
Change the date.
That's not too bad, though. Your thing. I don't think that would, if everybody was feeling for you, would change too many minds. I know me. I've got nothing racist out there. I've got nothing like that that would pop up. I can't. I mean, there's going to be a lot of photos of me drunk.
I would probably. There would probably be some things from like back when I was an intern that I'd be kind of embarrassed about.
Like
photos?
Like ball gag in your mouth or something?
No ball gag in my mouth, but close enough.
What if they, so God forbid.
You made me put a ball gag in my mouth on this show.
Yeah, but I did it in a nice way. I didn't make you roll over on mousetraps or anything. We were doing a cooking show.
In some dream world of mine, C-Lane, and I do not mean this in a bad way, C-Lane, so hang on. C-Lane goes missing in this dream world of mine. And the only photo the news media can locate to identify him is the ball gag photo. And then there they are on CNN.
No.
I don't know why this is on CNN.
If that is the case, it won't be the ball gag photo. It will be the photo that comes up every time C-Lane calls me, and it makes me so happy. Somebody was nice enough to listen to the show, superimpose his head onto Jimmy John's naked body.
Okay.
Or whoever it ended
up
being.
The one in the boat?
Yeah, on the shark. And it looks perfect. So that's what the one I'd submit.
Boss Man Bradshaw has the black eye picture on a collage on his on the wall in his office. So that's always a good one.
That could, but that's not, again, that's not bad. These people you dig in and you find, and it's usually some kind of rebel flag or gun thing.
Now I'm going through like Google Images with my name, and it's just the things that we've done in 4 years. Like there is mid slap shot. There is my crazy one-eyed down picture. There's the tea hat. Me and a baby. Us at the second annual, maybe it was last year's Just Okay holiday party.
When you Google Images my
the
name,
Hulk.
I, if I could delete something off the internet, would delete the very first photo that comes up when you Google Images Sean Watson. It is the douchiest photograph of me in all of history and eternity.
Oh, my God. And when I Googled it, it said Sean Watson girlfriend.
Did it?
Muffin Lady's a Google search. Oh my God, you look. What is this?
Is it the red shirt?
Yes.
What is this? A,
I don't know.
Affliction shirt?
It looks like it. It's not. It's not an affliction shirt.
And the third one is who's this douchebag?
I don't know. I don't know who the hell that is. Who knows?
It looks like, I mean, it's someone who is a radio host wearing sunglasses inside the studio.
It's a Chicago radio thing, so probably some write up or something. But oh, if I could delete anything, that photo.
Hold on. There's a couple good ones. There's you in the red shirt. You look happy. There's you making
you
a stupid
happy.
Selfie face. There's you drunk on Channel 13 News.
Yeah.
They don't know about that. Oh, there we go. Mirror selfie. You love mirror selfies.
Okay, get out of that search, please. Let's go to the final dispatches.
I'm having a pretty good time.
Here's Miss B with a dispatch.
Good afternoon, you three amigos.
Hey!
This is Boopers.
Boopers.
And I was listening. I'm getting those phone calls also. And
that's so
it was
weird.
A machine, and the guys like started talking. I'm just listening, and he says, "Can you hear me?" You know, where he's trying to make you say yes.
Oh
okay,
yeah,
I didn't
yeah,
say
yeah,
yes
yeah,
because
yeah.
you know I knew better. And then you guys had the talk show on it a while ago saying that's how they're snagging people, but boy, yeah, my phone is blowing up right now.
Yeah, there's another scam where they try to get you to say yes, and then they use your voice saying yes to approve something.
They should just grab that from the radio. We say yes all the time.
They could really screw us with that.
By the way, I want to thank that last dispatcher,
Miss B,
because she stayed after during the bike drive and helped load.
She did.
And it makes you choke up a little really bit. But Miss B was very nice for helping us load the bikes in. And that's it. End of conversation.
Yeah, she was very, very helpful. We appreciate that.
All the other people that did, but she happened to dispatch us now, and I remembered.
Here's Livid Coco with a first dispatch.
Hey, so I just wanted to explain the scam likely thing. Basically, if you have a plan with T-Mobile or Metro PCS, you have scam likely on your phone. Basically, any number that is associated or thought to be a scam number will be put in your caller ID as scam likely.
I want that.
And it'll block around 90% of the calls from scam likely or scammers.
I like that. That's cool. If you're wondering what we're talking about, if you look through your recent calls and you see a whole bunch of calls that you've been getting, you know, maybe in the last month or so, and there's numbers that are very similar to yours, same area code, same first three numbers, real similar, that's the new scam. They do a number that looks enough like yours that you might think it's somebody you know or a family member. Here's Hightails.
Hey guys, you're talking about the spam callers. So a couple months ago, I was in my grooming van working on a cat, and this cat would not stop meowing. But I was getting a phone call and I answered it, and I didn't really know what he was talking about, but I was like, please, can you remove my phone number from this call list? And he's like, there is no call list, and tell that cat to shut up.
Oh my God. And then he hung up on me.
What a jerk. Yeah, they get aggressive sometimes. It's like they don't care at all, which they don't.
Is there a dog next to her?
Yeah, she's a groomer.
She was working on a dog. Sense.
I didn't know they did cats.
C-Lamb was going to say, shut that dog up right there.
No, I wasn't.
And turn it completely around.
All the dog was doing was breathing. It's not like it was yelping obnoxiously in the background of her message.
Like a certain dog, are you pointing out? What do cats do with the groomer? Is it just for the nails? Or?
I mean, I didn't even know this was a thing, so whoever that was, let me know, because Luna's getting a lion cut.
Yeah, you can get one of those where they cut like most of the hair except for on the head, and it looks funny as hell for a
while.
Yeah,
it does. It looks really bizarre. Here's Special J.
Morning, News Junkies.
Hey.
I'm not getting the phone calls as much as I am text messages. So I don't know if anybody else out there is getting text messages.
I'm getting those.
But I'm getting a bunch of numbers sending me texts of like, hey, do you still have a room for rent? Or like, hey, can you email my daughter, she's wondering about your room for rent, and then they'll send me like an email or something in a text, which is weird. So I don't know if that's the same, but I don't answer them. I don't reply to them because I know it's probably a scam, but I'm wondering if anybody else is getting anything like that.
Probably.
You guys have a good day. See you later.
All right.
Ah,
there we go. He's falling out of his dispatch. And one more. Let's go to Eddie.
What's up, guys? Two more days till the pate.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. You know what I'm going to be doing?
What's that?
Champagne and cocaine.
Huh?
Ah.
I don't know what you're
cocaine
talking about.
Cocaine is not allowed
that's
there.
That's illegal.
Just have a great time with us. And we want to see you out there too, please. So get your tickets right now, because we are just 2 days away from the fourth annual Just Okay Holiday Party. Get your tickets. How do I get them, you say?
How do I get them, I said.
407-351-LIVE. That's the Hard Rock box office. You'll call them. You'll get a good deal on all the service charges and all that stuff that they knock off. The best way to get the tickets. 407-351-LIVE. Get them now. Let's do Today I Learned.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
How it is Today I Learned for a Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. As we wind down 2017, I take a look at the scoreboard, and we see that we have C-Lane and Sabrina very close. Sabrina with 356, C-Lane with 351. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. 356 to 351 is the current score.
Almost exactly like the amount of days in a year.
Yes.
We'll land on.
That means you got at least one a day. Actually, more than that. All right, let's do these. Here we go. Today I learned in this movie right here.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage. But
Star Wars.
No. Nope. Special because if you can see.
Spinal Tap.
Know, Spinal Tap is correct. This is Spinal Tap in the movie, or not in the movie itself, but if you go to the movie's listing on IMDb, it's rated 8 out of 11, of course, as a nod to that scene you were just hearing where the amps go up to 11 and it creates a really odd conversation with the person who's talking to one of the members of Spinal Tap. It's a great movie, still holds up to this day.
That's
absolutely
fantastic.
Love it. I love that. I think that mockumentary, This is Spinal Tap, and probably my absolute favorite is Best in Show.
That is my absolute favorite, Copycat. All of the Christopher Guest ones are incredible.
They crack me up.
They have a new one, too.
Oh, what's the new one?
Oh my God, now I'm on the spot. I'll find out.
All right. Today I learned basketball player Ron Artest. You might remember him from getting in a huge fight. They called it Malice at the Palace with a fan who threw soda at him. But what happened afterward? Well, the basketball player Ron Artest and the man who threw the soda became friends. They still talk from time to time. The guy that actually started the whole thing, him and Ron speak daily, says former Pacers teammate Steven Jackson. They keep in touch. They're real good friends. I don't know how they're friends. It's amazing. But Ron's that type of guy. You never know what to expect from Ron.
Mascots, by the way.
Today, oh, that's the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's about, oh, I'd like to see that
it's
already.
Awesome.
Today I learned this movie series.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars is correct. And just a reminder to everybody, I know we said this earlier, it's a public service announcement. Star Wars is in the theaters on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is not. I don't know why. They're not running Star Wars on Saturday.
Exactly. So, I mean, you might as well, at that point, instead of, like, sitting at home wondering what Star Wars is about, come to the Just Okay holiday party.
Yeah. You just wait till the next day when it comes back into theaters. During the filming of the latest edition of the Star Wars franchise, The Last Jedi, while they were making the movie, they don't usually call it in production the actual name because they don't want people to know, start digging around. They don't want them to know what they're up to. They called it Space Bear to throw off paparazzi and hardcore fans of the franchise. Here's a weird one for you. Brace yourselves. Today I learned it's possible to milk newborn babies. Witch's milk or neonatal milk is milk secreted from the breasts of some newborn human infants of either sex. Neonatal milk secretion is considered a normal physiological occurrence and no treatment or testing is necessary. Milking baby seems weird, though. Today I learned this band right here.
Oh, that's the
Doors.
The Joneses.
Doors is correct. The Joneses, unfortunately, incorrect. There's a real Morrison Hotel, which was featured on the cover of the Doors album of the same name. It was in Los Angeles, opened in 1915. The difference is between that and the one on the cover, it was a real piece of work, and it had all sorts of violations over time and shut down. Today I learned this band. Yeah, you got it.
Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones is correct. Mick Jagger covers an average of 12 miles on stage during a stadium gig.
Wow.
They've been around since 1962 at 140 pounds with a 28-inch waist size. He runs 12 miles per show. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We're back tomorrow after the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Phillips Files coming up next, followed by Corporate Time with Tom and Dan. It's all right here on Real Radio.
Into black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back.